listen, laugh, and learn. Welcome to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Well, well, well. Are we here?
Yeah, man, we're here.
Yeah.
It is the Don Miller Show.
I hear somebody yelling in the background, but
that would be the great Don Miller. Don't get it twisted. It is still the Don Miller Show.
Yes, sir.
Here on Florida Man Radio, starting a brand new week. We're just getting some computer things adjusted, but
okay.
Everything is all right.
Sounds good.
I'm Stebbin. Of course, you're hearing the voice of Holly, and we also have Mr. Prodigy in the studio, the Ashy co-host.
And the actual Don Miller will be coming on just a little bit later.
Yes, and the actual Don Miller is just a minute
away. We're hooking up his brand new equipment. We've got all kind of equipment that we're tying into the system, and that's what's taking so long. That's what the problem is right now.
That's
but we're going to get it taken care of.
That's right. It's not really a problem.
As we always do.
It's all
so right. How was your guys' weekends?
It was very good. Let me get some housekeeping out of the way first real quick while we got everybody still here. 321-339-1055 is the number to contact the Don Miller Show if you would like to call. If you would like to leave an open mic, you can do that too by going to the Florida Man Radio app and leaving us a 30-second open mic. And Holly describes it as well as anybody what happens when you go over 30 seconds. Let me tell you about Israel. Zap, boom.
Yeah.
That's what happens. But 321-339.
Cut you off.
1055 is the number to get in contact with the Don Miller Show. My weekend was great, Holly. As a matter of fact, I sat on my butt the entire weekend, watched nothing but basketball and Looney Tunes.
Wow.
I watched a lot of Looney Tunes, old Looney Tunes cartoons.
That is the best life
ever.
I'm a
Bugs,
Looney Tunes
special.
Man, Looney Tunes, man, forever. I think I've seen every Looney Tune ever in the history of Looney Tunes. They are my favorites. Yeah, they are my favorites. From Bugs Bunny to Daffy Duck to all that, Elmer Fudd, all those great guys.
They had
even the Road Runners.
They had it all represented. As a matter of fact, they had Elmer Fudd when I don't know how far back you go, Holly. You probably go as far back as me. But when Elmer was like a different character, like he was tall and fat, and he was almost like a businessman, but he still talked with a
Elmer
was tall?
Well, he was taller.
I don't think he was Elmer Fudd at that time. I think he was.
I don't know who.
I remember that. I remember that when he was doing it. Yeah, it was a different type of character. But but if you think about it, if we watched it as long as we have, Bugs Bunny was different. What's his name? Daffy Duck was a little different.
A little different.
They really had attitudes back in those days, though. Real, real attitudes.
But that's when nobody cared about what they showed on TV. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, they used to make fun of black people. Remember?
Yeah.
They used to have us. We'd be big lips, thick lips, and charcoal black and. I mean, but it was back then. It was kind of still funny to me. I didn't realize it was racist.
It was extremely racist. But it was something that they were able to get away with back in the day. I'm not saying bring that back because I don't think that's appropriate. But at the same time,
but there's got to be
the old days.
But there's got to be a nice medium, though. At least a nice medium. You ain't got to go all the way to the left, and you ain't got to go all the way to the right. Nice medium. But nothing too like what we're watching nowadays. The woke stuff. I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is that
they ruined good cartoons.
Yeah, good cartoons. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. Some of those things were really funny until I realized that they were making fun of me.
Facts.
You know, it was like for years. You know, when they would do something like blow somebody up, and they'd be like, "Mammy." You know, and they'd have the thick lips they'd be blown up, and you kind of giggle like, yeah.
Hey, we grown ass men sitting around talking about cartoons this morning. I'm not doing it. Not doing it this morning. Good morning, good morning.
But just interrupt everybody.
Good morning.
You decide to come to work late today.
Demeka Page.
I'm not sure if Demeka's here.
Demeka Page, are you there?
No, Demeka.
We're still working on her.
No, I don't know. I think
All right, I'll get the boys back.
Goes out, Don.
Go ahead, take it over.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much to Don Miller Show, Florida Man Radio, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Swing over here, check us out. Hey, shout out to those people that are tuned in at 103.1 in the beautiful Panhandle of Florida, Destin, Fort Walton Beach area. Hey, y'all.
And for hey, come in like we just getting started.
I know. I got to read my script, okay? They gave me a script. Say, read this when you go on the radio. Tell everybody. What they can find is if you listening in your car, that's 103.1 in Central Florida, all the way over there from almost up there, right back up in there behind Leesburg. All the way over there to beautiful.
Behind Leesburg.
Yeah, right behind Leesburg. All the way down there to Thonatassassa. I said that right, Holly. You know what that's located?
Thonatassassa.
Where's that, Holly?
Thonatassassa. Thonatassassa Springs. That's up near. It's actually just kind of north of.
Directly before you get to Tampa.
What? Thonatassassa, yeah.
Yeah, directly before you get to Tampa, in between Plant City and Tampa.
Yeah, and because they got a new city down there too. There's
city, Holly. Though.
Well, they named it. It's like a combination of Tampaland. It's called Tampalando.
Really?
Tampalando. Tampalando.
Yep. I ain't familiar with that city again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not new, but it's new.
Newish.
I spent 30 years of my life in Florida, and I never heard that before.
Holly just made that
work. No, he's right.
Holly building new cities.
I'm telling you facts. There you go, facts.
Now he's a city planner.
As the prodigy would say, facts. Facts.
It's like I had to explain to somebody where the name Cimarron came from the other day.
Yeah, did you just say splain?
Splain. Yeah, he said splain.
Explain to somebody. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to work out this glitch again. We are growing here at Florida Man Radio. The technology is changing, and we catching up with it.
Upgrade.
Okay, we upgrading the technology, but it's pretty difficult to upgrade the technology when you're not on the radio.
Yeah,
that's the only way you know if it worked. You know what I mean? So, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thanks for supporting the show. And for all those dudes out there waiting to hear the beautiful voice of the beautiful D'Amica Page.
She's coming. Don't worry.
She'll be here reckless. She'll be here reckless.
Meeky there?
We got a lot to get to.
She's here.
Yes, D'Amica Page.
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
Good morning.
D'Amica Page.
Hi, y'all.
How y'all doing? D'Amica, again, thank you so much, everybody. We really appreciate you again. We're upgrading. This is so exciting to be a part of Florida Man Radio right now. We got a lot of stuff going on. I'm telling you right now, Stedman, they nervous.
Oh, yeah, they're nervous. Right now, we're still kind of in the pardon our dust phase, but we're still operating. But, man, once it gets going,
They're nervous. Coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the Shannon Burke Show. He's taking no damn prisoners. They nervous. They nervous over there. I'm telling you right now. They like, who's the Negro at 10?
Facts.
Who is the Negro? Somebody just asked me that the other day. Friend of mine in Tampa was like, somebody in the radio business was like, who's the black guy at 10 a.m. on Florida Man Radio? People are listening to him. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
He's at 10 and he's always on
10. He's always at 10 on 10. D'Amica Page.
Yes.
We got to step up. See if you can bring D'Amica up or bring D'Amica, bring yourself up.
She's as loud. We got to mess you up over there a little bit.
Scoot up to your microphone, D'Amica Page.
Oh,
if I get any close, I'm putting my mouth.
Your teeth to be clicking on.
Thank you so much. Just do the best that you can in the name of Jesus. Can you hear me now?
Oh my goodness!
Can you hear me now? Huh?
Oh wow!
I can hear everyone.
Yeah, that was my fault. That was my fault. I had the new thing turned down, boy. Turn these knobs, man. I remember we had knobs. Now we got buttons.
Yeah, exactly.
I prefer knobs over buttons. Okay.
Oh wow.
Now that's inappropriate. This
pause.
Okay.
Pause.
Anyway, thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah,
again,
God help him.
You just got to understand, though, man. I'm just so excited. People have been so wonderful to us, and we've had our share of haters. But you know, I never respond to shade from a tree that bears no fruit.
Mm.
Let me repeat that. Mm. They didn't hear me over there.
Yeah.
I don't respond to shade from a tree that bears no fruit. Mm. J.K., tell him I said that. Thank you so much again, everybody. D'Amica, you hear me? There are people out here responding to shade from trees that bear no fruit. Let them leave them alone. Why are you even responding to that? Right? You going to have haters. Haters have served as an amazing inspiration for me, right? My fourth grade teacher, Ms. Perkins, fifth grade, said I would never amount to nothing. Ms. Perkins, I think she just died. I hope her children are listening to me right now.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. This is the new bottom. This is the new bottom.
She told me, she said, she said, I need you to stay after school. I need to talk to you. I was in fifth grade, maybe. Because Ms. Hunter was eighth grade. It was fifth grade. And she told me, she said, I need to stay after class. I'm like, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. Stay after class. Y'all remember them gray garbage cans? And they just was gray, and they went straight up, and they were slim. Anyway, so I'm standing by the garbage can, and she come over there, and she say, let me just tell you something. Some of the things you say you want to be, you can't be them things, baby. And I was like, damn, Miss Perkins? So she told me I would never amount to none. So I just want to tell her, she almost right.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She almost right.
Y'all get him some counseling, some therapy.
She almost got me.
I know that.
Thank you again, man. We got a lot of things to get to. I want to get out of the gate and kind of just really touch on some. But we ought to get the political stuff out of the gate real quick, man. Stepman, I sent you some stuff. When you get lined up, just give me a nod, man. You know, we behind schedule. They had a meeting this morning, and we all had to go to the meeting. And, you know, I'm so tired of meetings. We be meeting about when we going to meet.
They didn't bring donuts, man. I was waiting for coffee and donuts, but now.
We be meeting about meeting. When we going to meet? We're going to find out in the meeting. Oh, okay. Come on.
We're going to find out in the meeting.
We're going to meet next week about this meeting. But again, so we kind of got out of the gate a little late, but we're going to be fine. Again, I got to really touch on a lot of stuff. You know what's amazing to me? They are almost through seating the jury for the Trump trial. And I just decided, and D'Amica, you sent me some, but before you sent me this, I had already kind of started thinking about this the other day. Is this the fastest seating of a jury in the history of major trials? You know how long it takes to seat a jury?
Yeah.
And it's like, we good. Yeah. We good. We had 17,000 people, but we done narrowed it down to 12.
They got two lawyers on there.
Come on, guys. Look, I'm so over it. I'm just really over it. I'm burnt up on it. We just got to kind of just, you know, I think we all just need to start praying, man. Dude set himself on fire Friday, Holly. Did you see that?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. There's some stuff I'm upset about. Mm-hmm. But setting myself on fire ain't none of them.
He sod himself on fire.
Sod himself on fire. Because the reporter that was reporting it, she was so, I think she was like, is this real? Is this really real? Because she looked over there and I remember they panned the camera, and next thing you saw was just this flames, this tall flame, just standing there burning. I'm wondering why he wasn't running. It seemed like that.
Well, he set himself on fire. Why he running?
Well, I'm just saying, but you, after a while, that common sense ought to kick in and say, hey, you know you're on fire, right?
Yeah, but the feet probably got stuck to the ground, you get what I'm saying?
Your tennis shoes might have a little bit of gum.
But it was funny because the reporter is Laura Coates, who's a very smart, I'm not a fan of Laura Coates after she had Sexy Red. No. Who did Laura Coates interview? Oh, Glorilla. And we got a Glorilla story, breaking news on two Glorilla stories, right? Oh, so Laura Coates was doing a live shot, that's what it's called in the TV business, in front of the courthouse where the trial is underway. And in the backdrop behind Laura Coates is a guy who sets himself on fire.
Yeah, it's real, guys. We're not making this up. This is on the news.
Yes, Laura Coates, who is really more so a studio broadcaster, is doing a live shot, a studio outdoor live shot. So she's not really covering stuff. She don't come from a history of that. She's a lawyer and an Ivy League lawyer, and she's a pundit pretty much more than anything. She'd sit up there and they do what they tell them to do. But the way she covered this, guys, makes me believe she knew this dude was going to set himself on fire.
Oh.
Holly.
Now that you said it, like I said, I watched it, and it looked like it was rehearsed as far as even the going back and forth with the camera. You never, I mean, I
Holly,
don't know.
Did that look strange to you?
It was very weird.
You know, I was just like, wait a minute. First of all, if I see somebody on fire, I'm going to have a whole lot more of damn in my voice. Facts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Huh?
I mean, like, damn.
I don't think that I could stay in my radio voice and sound as though this is all surprising to me right now. No, she was, I would have gone in, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. He on fire. He on fire. Y'all, I'm telling you, he on fire.
But that could just go to her training. That could just go to her training.
She's not a trained journalist. You know, she's not a trained journalist like that. The lady's a lawyer who CNN grabbed because she's a pretty intelligent, really liberal lawyer lady from Minnesota who comes from a pretty sharp family. She with the Department of Justice for a number of years, and they needed a black lawyer. You know, they always went, just called the NAN program, Negro. Yeah. They needed a Negro, and they picked Laura Coates. But she's done a good job pushing the narrative. You know, she interviewed Glorilla and tried to get Glorilla to jump out in the middle of the street. Glorilla wouldn't do it. Then she interviewed the other little rapper boy, and he tried to get him to jump out in the middle of the street. He wouldn't do it. So now they say, well, just go over there and cover the Trump trial in front of the courthouse and see if you can do that okay. And she go over there, and then the dude light himself on fire, and she just stays in her calm. Let's listen to this. Y'all tell me if this made up or not.
We're standing, as you know, just outside of the Manhattan courtroom when history had just been made by a fully impaneled jury, and we thought we were reporting on that history. Instead, life would change the course of events here today when a group of people who were standing near an area that once had a Trump flag that was waving in the wind in the courtyard area, a group of people began to scream. Our attention was turned towards that area as onlookers saw some sort of pamphlets go up in the air. Immediately, over the course of what has come to describe modern American history, we at first thought it was an active shooter to look to the area where people were running away from. At that point, I saw a man lift his arm and appeared to put something on his body, followed by flames that engulfed his entire person. It not only lit his body into flames, but the area around him. People were screaming
okay,
around
stop.
The
Let me tell you something. Holly,
yeah.
You see somebody light themselves on fire, what you gonna do?
First of all, I'm getting away from that.
I'm running. I'm running. Yeah, they're going to be like, Don just left.
Because, you know, a lot of times when people catch on fire like that, they end up
But
running.
then she was like, you can smell the burning flesh, Deadman. Did you hear? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, did you hear, D'Amica?
Well, that's the proper description.
Huh?
No, I didn't.
She was like, wait a minute. I smell the.
I can keep playing it if you want to get there.
How do you know how burning flesh smell? How do you know?
Well, let me tell you this. Been around a person that got caught on that was burned up in a fire.
Oh, wow.
When I was growing up, I still remember that smell from the first, that one time. I remember that smell to this day. That was the, it would,
but you didn't know that was the smell till the fire happened.
But something would have told you that's somebody meat burning. Because you know, you like, that ain't just.
Pause.
And furniture and fabric. That's somebody meat burning.
Pause.
Yeah.
Pause. Give us a call, 321.
Somebody is well done.
321-33. I was trying to talk about this story to make sense of the. But
okay, I'm sorry, but it's just real. I'm just real. This,
how
wow.
You said that man meat burn.
Yeah.
So again, Dominique, get your board. These people, I'm telling you guys, there's some people out here. And the guy, man, of course he would be from Florida, right? Oh, you know what I mean? Like, damn, really, the burning man is from Florida.
Don't we just, oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
We lead the nation in stupid stuff.
No,
like
to your point, though, I don't think she should... They need to fire her.
Well, the guy's name was Max Azzarello, and he was a 37-year-old guy from St. Augustine, Florida. And
he just gave up on life.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do it like this.
But wait, maybe worse is that they're making it seem like he's a Trump supporter burning himself.
That's kind of how they're spinning it.
But that's crazy because I'm like, was he a supporter of Trump?
Well, no. The guy, the research on this guy says that he describes himself as an investigative researcher who believed the government and wealthy individuals were behind a cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme that would cause the economy to collapse.
That was in his pamphlet.
Yeah, he arrived Friday at a section of Collect Pond Park in Manhattan.
and was sectioned all for supporters for Trump. So they put him over there. Like, you got to go stand over there. Okay. So he just, that's where he had to stand. Like, he had to go stand over there. And so that's where he decided to set this, as Holly say,
What make you say, get up that morning,
mm-hmm.
put on your clothes, and drive somewhere to go set yourself on fire? What, help me, somebody help me understand that. Because I can't get it. And if I have enough time to think about something from here to the front door, I can change my mind.
Facts.
But and we talking about sodding myself on fire.
Yeah,
that's a lot to think about.
And I just think I want people to understand just where this is going to end up going, because there are a lot of people out there who are just not well. Yeah. And this is not
true.
This has nothing to do with politics as much as these people are not well. So I
day to day life.
Yeah, people just, you know, because this is a guy who was trying to make a point.
Yeah.
And he made a point by setting himself on fire. Now, with that being said, Mr. Azzurillo,
they put him out?
Nope. Yeah, they put him out, but nobody's going to remember this guy.
Yeah.
He's just a dude who set himself on fire and embarrassed the hell out of his family. And I think people think are going to create a martyr type scenario for themselves is really just, you could have just jumped off the bridge.
Facts.
You know, I hate to say it sounds pretty terrible. You know, you could just jumped off the bridge. I hope this guy have no kids. They got to go to school, you know.
But, yeah, and it's the drama of the whole thing that makes it. I mean, it's like, why? Because now your point's made, but you're not here to even understand if it was or not.
Yeah, the guy shows up with stacks of pamphlets. NYU is a mob front. He was accusing the school of political revenge, killings, criminal propaganda. I'm just glad he did that to himself and not hurt other innocent people. It's some fools out there. Y'all better pay attention. Everybody out here walking with their head just ain't nobody paying attention.
So Don, they call it self-immolation. Self-immolation is the act of setting oneself on fire. Mm-hmm. It's mostly done for like political or religious reasons. Mm-hmm. So it was pointless.
Hey, let's head over to the phone lines real quick so we can stop talking about this fool who burnt himself up. Hey, you on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where you calling us from?
My name is Mike. I'm from Crestview, Florida.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike from Crestview? Beautiful Crestview, Florida.
Beautiful, man. Crestview it is. How y'all doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Great.
I just wanted to add a little bit about the guy who had set himself on fire.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was just a couple months ago they had an Air Force airman in protest.
Set himself on fire. In front of the embassy.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. And one thing that they didn't let me know, you know, he was involved in a certain kinds of groups on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and that was never brought out to light. So
they tell us what they want to tell us, man. You know that if it ain't fitting the narrative, they don't tell us.
Oh, amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah. If we hadn't seen this with our own eyes, they'd probably say this fool had a butane lighter in his pocket that heated up. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. He had one of
them
vapes blow up in his pocket.
Yeah, right. Hey, man, how's everybody up there in Crestview? Tell them to check out the show, man. Come on.
Man, we'll do, man. I'm all about it, man. Y'all are good people.
All right, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, y'all.
Hey, give us a call, 321-339-1055. I'm going to turn the corner on this dude who burned himself up. But D'Amico, your thoughts on this guy and what message he was trying to send. And I'm watching the police. I'm watching this video. They came and got him off the ground and they put him on the gurney and they're running toward the ambulance. And I'm asking the question, why? He already done burned up.
Yeah, because
like then you got the dude.
The fire was like extreme. I mean, it was a 8-foot fire.
But
it
said he later died. He later died from his injuries. So
Holly, he later died from his injuries.
Yeah.
Man, well, that, he looked like a torch.
Holly almost said something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You right, Don. Thank you, man. Thank you. But he was caught on fire.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. You know, but of course, it's again just like a caller in Crestview just said. Yeah, look, they tell us what they want to tell us. Had the camera not been there in the plaza, they could have easily changed that story.
Facts.
Oh, and maybe the camera was there just for that reasoning.
Okay.
You know?
I hear you.
Because how come there are no other angles? Why there are no other? She wasn't the only camera cameraman that was out there. There had to be someone else out there. So I'd like to see it from other angles. Well, not see it from other angles, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Find out if it was something that was, you know, they set it up like, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. Make this money and sell it.
Holly, you have become a serious conspiracy theorist.
Because nothing is what it actually is, man. Nothing is real anymore.
What kind of message can somebody really have with a criminal history already?
Okay.
Oh, he had a criminal history?
Oh, I guess you didn't know that, huh?
No,
information.
Yeah, you need to tell us that part too. What was he? But then again, those are some of your most committed people. Those jail lawyers, those jail, you know, people that just, you know, believe in. As soon as they go to jail, they believe in what is his name?
Allah,
Yahweh,
Muhammad.
Yahweh. Yeah, everybody. You know, they always got somebody.
Buddha.
Now they wearing a skull cap and everything. And they more religious. But last week you was robbing somebody.
Would you call it a skull cap?
Come on, man. People can change, Holly. How dare you, man?
Yeah, it's true. They can.
Don, that coming from you?
But let's tell the truth.
No, people change. I've seen people change. No, I really have.
Did he just say that? They're coming from you? Oh, wow.
I'm not the worst person in the world. I believe in redemption. Now, come on. Now, I'm not anti-redemption. I might be anti a lot of things, but redemption, I'm not.
Well, the thing is, it's not redemption. If people really know
Demeka, I'm a child of the king, too, right?
Amen.
I'm a child of the king.
I'm a child of the king, and I believe a little bit in redemption, so I believe people can change. I come from a very challenged scenario, but I've seen people change. So, you know, look, the guy decided to, what did he do to himself?
Self-immolation.
Gus come by the house every year. My Uncle Gus is...
Sorry about that.
Hey, go over there, give me all that wood. I need half a tree. Chop that tree down over there. Chop down that tree and give me the wood from that tree over there. And Charlie, go give me 2 gallons of gasoline out of the shed. You 2 gallons of gasoline, you kids roll up your shirt, put that on the grill. We're going to start a fire. Come on, you want to eat? Shut up, then put that on the fire.
Put it on the fire. Demeka, you remember that?
Start a fire. Eddie Murphy.
Oh, now that's a fire.
Put him around there, rolling around over there. Oh.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Wow.
Stedman, you remember that? Huh? Oh, man. God. Look, we do this for real a little bit over here. Thank you so much, everybody. Not to make fun of them.
I think, but back to, I know we're talking about that, but originally we started with, you know, them setting the jury for Donald Trump's case so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, unheard of. But I think it's really interesting that the Democratic Party is really determined to get Donald Trump one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Yet they keep alleging that Donald Trump is the one who is a threat to democracy.
Mm.
Because if the Democratic Party were not actually the threat to democracy, then they would allow the people to vote whether or not they want him to represent this country or not. But they're trying to circumvent that any way possible. And that's why they set that jury so quickly, because it's just another way where they can try to get him off of that ballot. So they just keep trying something.
What you're saying is a conversation. And I'm telling you, people, I want people to listen to that. I'm saying this. I am talking to people. I talk to more people than most people. Y'all know this. I am seeing people that were way left over there coming over slowly saying, oh, this is really getting weird. Now, I talked to a liberal-ass lawyer friend of mine who hates Trump, okay? And that's fine if that's what you choose, right? And he's like, okay, this is getting really bizarre. But people are watching this. And I'm telling you, it is getting bizarre. You see the jury for
getting bizarre.
Okay, yeah, good point. Good point, Holly. Okay. You see the jury.
Thank you, Holly.
You see a jury. Listen to this. You see a jury, right? For a case of this magnitude, and you do this in 3 days. It took how long to seat the O.J. Simpson jury? 2-3 months? And we knew he killed a white lady, right?
The glove didn't fit, though.
Yeah, the glove didn't fit. All right, whatever. Hey, look, we're going to run the break, and we come back. I want to talk about this for a few minutes because D'Amica is she's the calm in this conversation, right? She keeps us grounded and focused on what we should be doing here on Florida Man Radio. And we just want to thank her for that. She really is a major part of me not spiraling out of control every day, which I tend to spiral out of control every day. But anyway, look, we're going to run the break. We come back. The phone line's open. Drop us an open mic. Florida Man Radio, The Don Miller Show. Right back.
Now that's a fire. Look at that. He'll be all right. Roll Charlie around. Roll him around.
Back to The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
I'm making this song for all the people who at times in their lives feel bad. You know when you feel like even your blues have blues?
If it ain't
one thing,
it's another.
Remember that, Holly Holliver?
Yeah, I remember this. If it ain't
one thing.
One thing.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. D'Amica, you remember that?
D'Amica didn't see the stepdaughter. She stepped off.
No, I'm here.
I thought she was leaving an open mic and got zapped.
You remember your grandma saying that?
Yes.
If it ain't one thing, it's another. That was
what was the name of that guy that sung that song?
Richard Dimples Fields.
Dimples, Richard. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Again, 321-339.
One hit wonder.
1055. He was. No, he had a couple of songs, but that was just his biggest song. The rest of them was not like that song, you know?
Yeah, one hit.
Well, real quick, I want to touch on the Trump trial. I want to spend a lot of time on it because I get angry. And I want to do a kinder, gentler broadcast today. When you look at the history of seating juries for major trials, we can go look. Just go back and look, right? It never has taken 3 days. Not once. Especially a trial with a guy who's probably, name recognition-wise, the most talked about guy maybe in the world right now. Definitely in America. Nobody in America close. Would you concur?
I'll concur.
So to ask a jury, which is in the Bordura, to ask a jury, hey, have you heard anything about this gentleman? What percentage of the jurors going to say yeah?
99.9%.
Okay. Do you have an opinion of this gentleman? What percentage of the jurors going to say yeah?
99.9%.
Do you like him or hate him? What percentage of the jury is going to say hate or like?
99.9%.
Right? 50. Now, curveball. Watch this. In the state of New York, what percent are going to not like him?
Yes.
Holly?
I don't know.
80 for sure.
Yes.
Right?
Minimum.
80 for sure. Maybe 75, right? So you bring 1,000 people. I don't know how many people did they walk through there? At least a 500 minimum, right? And they narrowed it down to finding some people who had come across a situation where they didn't lean either way on this, right?
That's what they said.
That's what they said, right?
Yeah.
We found them. We got them in 3 days. People who don't lean either way.
Cap.
Cap.
So,
crazy. So I'm of the position that President Trump will be convicted in this trial. We know it ain't right. It ain't fair.
It ain't, no.
Okay? 3 days is telling us right now. It's just amazing how many of the American people is like, that's good. That's okay. He need to go to jail. Sure. Right? He need to go to jail.
I'm getting a good mugshot.
No, let me just say something. But the people that are having these conversations are not talking to the people on the ground. Let's play this clip. I want you to listen to this clip.
After 8 years, these charges were brought. Jury impaneled after 3 days.
Yeah.
Interesting how it took 2 months to impanel Joker Tsarnaev's Boston Marathon bombing trial. You know how long it took to impanel Scott Peterson's trial? 4 months. The Night Stalker, pretty sure we knew he was guilty. 9 months. The list goes on. And yet here, 3 days. Trump's at trial. Listen. The NYPD officer is at trial for getting punched.
Up.
The list
you
goes
gotta
on.
You got to roll them sleeves up, okay? Forget the gag order. Keep it in the streets because that's what's building him momentum. We're all paying attention. President Trump going to jail will be right up there with Martha Stewart. He will see from the inside, and then when he gets elected, he's going to have amazing prison reform. He's going to fix stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to be like Jesse with delicate skin and good hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to go in there. He'll come out with some cornrows, and he will be excited. I'm telling you, this is the best thing.
Wow.
Okay, stop it right there. Now,
wow.
Now, D'Amica, how long ago?
Yes.
Did I have that conversation on the radio?
Yeah, you've had that same position. Perception.
But you, for the last mm-hmm. several years, Holly. Now listen to this. And what I said was this. So, the ESPN commentator, Stephen A. the other day came out and had some words to say about Trump being endeared to the black community. Now the NAACP, they have come out against him, right, Holly? So, of course. He don't know anything. But you just gave him the award last year. You gave him the award, the greatest black radio TV guy ever, right? But then you say he don't know nothing now, okay? Ain't that amazing how the NAACP honored Stephen A? Ooh, now they say Stephen A is a clown.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, I'll get back to that. But if they convict President Trump, first of all, he can still run for president.
Yep.
Secondly, I don't know how you're going to put this guy in jail. But I don't know how that's going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
And now the Democrats, Holly, and I sent this to you, they want to remove, if he's convicted, his Secret Service detail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they want to set him up.
Holly. So now you're going to say he don't qualify for a Secret Service, even though.
Oh, wow.
But don't you think it's a pretty elaborate plan?
Oh, I think it's excellent. Yeah, I think it's a great plan. But I also recognize.
But it seemed like a lie. I mean, that's a lie.
Of course, because if you can't. But Holly, think about it. Because with every challenge, he keeps growing in popularity. So if you're if you're the opponent, and every time you throw something at this dude, he grow in the polls. His popularity continues to grow. So from their standpoint, you got to come up. The best you can do is keep him off the ballot. Because you got to remember, I think a lot of times you think that it's just, you know, Joe Biden against Donald Trump. It's really Donald Trump against an agenda.
Facts.
So let me just say this, right? If I think the people, the regular people in the society who want to go vote and take and vote for who they want to vote for, let's just take what we're seeing out of this, right? I'm telling you, people are done. I know nobody wants to believe this, but go where I go and talk to some of the people I talk to, Stedman. People are burnt out, Holly. They're like, oh, this is what is going on?
Oh, I'm burnt out.
Holly, and if they put handcuffs on Donald Trump, Holly.
Landslide.
Holly, Stedman, if they're that crazy to put handcuffs on this guy.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a wrap, man. Just like I'm telling you. Because
it's going to be a wrap. I mean, but a wrap what?
Let me tell you what. Listen to me. If you think the common man ain't looking at this with the side eye, not the common educated goofball ass black person or the common woke ass white, the regular guy who has had challenges with the judicial system. Ain't nobody who had a challenge with the judicial system seeing this is okay. And you know how many Americans that is? A whole bunch.
Judicial. So you think it'll be like what was it? The January 5th or January 20th or whatever January day it was. 6th.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever but, day it
yeah,
was.
But guess
you
what?
Think it'll be,
January 6th.
It'll turn into that and go.
I don't know what it's going to turn into, but when you say, okay, we're going to take his Secret Service detail, you understand how that what that's about, the security for the President of the United States, where that came from and when it came about. So to do something that has never been done before, to remove a lifetime detail of a sitting president or a former president, do you understand how outrageous, how egregious Nixon, remember what Nixon, when he, Watergate, you think Nixon lost his detail? He was blaming, right? Go look at the history of, so now you think it's a good idea to even have that conversation. Benny Thompson, the congressman from Mississippi, man, I'm so ashamed of your black ass. You a clown. And you have played both sides of this conversation, Benny Thompson, for so long. You one day you're up on the panel talking about guns, then you're hunting with your white buddies in Mississippi, okay? It's just unfortunate that the average American don't know the game that's being played. And I said I wasn't going to come in here and do this today.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about taking away a Secret Service detail, look, if President Trump is convicted and y'all send him wherever y'all going to send him, he gets his detail to go with him.
Yeah.
Right? That's all I'm saying.
Like every other president.
It's just amazing, guys. I'm in awe of Hunter Biden is a dope fiend with a Secret Service detail. He's a crackhead ass dope fiend. He got a Secret Service detail. He's got a federal gun charge. He's on video snorting crack cocaine with a prostitute laying next to him. But he has a Secret Service detail. Right? Tell me.
It's the level of hypocrisy. It's just at, it just seems like it's blatant now.
They're not trying to hide it.
it's just becoming blatant?
They've been showing their hand the whole time.
I'm not saying that it just become blatant, but it's almost like they just smearing it in your face.
Yeah, it's way too much.
This poop. You know the poop is on the floor, but it's like they picking the poop up and just smearing it in your face.
I'm just saying, look, I get it. You're screaming. And Benny Thompson, go home to that little bitty ass house in that little bitty ass town and go hunting with your white buddies who called you a before.
Yeah.
Right? It's just too much, guys. Look, I get it. Let's sit and watch and see what happens, right? But to move toward taking somebody's Secret Service detail, come on. We got better. That's okay. That's not okay.
They want that man in harm.
That's not okay. I don't give a damn what anybody says. You're doing too much. But I think the American people are seeing through this. We're going to run the break. We come back. We're going to turn the corner. I got to go get a drink. Can somebody bring me some monkey shoulder? You're listening to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio. Give me a sip. We'll be back to the Don Miller Show, Florida Man Radio, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
You just start pressing buttons over there as usual. Thank you so much, everybody.
This thing has a mind of its own.
Absolutely. D'Amica, hang with us, baby girl. We're going to get you going. You know, the struggle is real. Pick your struggler.
It's real.
Pick your struggle. Let's keep moving, though. We ain't gonna let
she's
nobody.
Strong. She'll be all right.
Yeah, we ain't let nobody hold us back, turn us around. My grandma used to tell me that all the day.
That's a time. Song, ain't it?
Yeah,
that's
it's a great song. Yeah, well, that's when they're marching and they putting the dogs on you and water hoses. Thank God I got out of the march. I'm going to be honest.
Boy, I'd have been standing way in the back going, look at them put that water on them.
D'Amica, I really want to wrap this conversation
up.
I was just having. Again, thank you so much. Coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the Shannon Burke Radio Show on Florida Man Radio. Shannon Burke is followed by Jesse Kelly, and in the morning, Bubba the Love Sponge. I want to wrap this up really quickly, but I want to tell you that it's bothering me. It is bothering me, and just from the mere fact that the attention that is being given to creating an environment conducive to President Trump just not even being on the scene is just absolute. I don't care what party you in. Certain things should look. If you're fair, let's just say fair. Holly's not a Trump fan, but Holly sees exactly what I'm seeing.
No. I'm not a Trump president.
Okay. But I'm just saying. But do you see what I'm seeing in terms of what's happening here?
Absolutely.
It's
bro.
Way over the top.
Yeah, yes, it's a lot going on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, for a president to be president for one term, be pretty much boosted out, kicked out, or left ugly, whatever, and then come back to want to be president again after 4 years, and then it's ugly. There's a lot. This is way deeper than what we know.
In a hush money trial, okay, about a trick that already said, you know, most of this, it's too much. But what bothers me out of all of this, is when you see them putting these black folk up to do the dirty work. When you see the fake ass district attorney in New York, Alvin Bragg.
That's what I don't like.
Let's go down this list of these Negroes who then took the bait, right? You look at Alvin Bragg. Everybody that, you can look at that idiot Fonnie Willis. You can go down the list of all these black folk who ain't never had power, but now they need you to take on something that the other people didn't want to take on. You follow me? So it's unfortunate. It is blatant. It's a scheme. And go ahead.
Absolutely. Don, I just want to say, you know, so there are four criminal cases. Like give all with Trump, right? But this hush money trial is the one that they can bring before November.
Right.
And when you see that he's facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, so he could face 4 years in prison if he's convicted. That's how you get him off the ballot. Not only you get him off the ballot, but you can put him on while so you can get your guy in the office while he's in office, keep him to the side.
Okay.
It's a brilliant plan, but the fact that we're using African Americans to go after him, I feel like as a community, we should feel some kind of way, because we know historically the judicial system has been used to keep us in bondage, to keep us enslaved, just because people didn't like us. So that same system, just because you don't like something, our community, I think my minority.
D'Amica, your phone's cutting in and out for some reason. Easy here trying to figure it out. D'Amica. Okay, D'Amica, we're working on getting you clear again. You're kind of cutting in and out. But what D'Amica is saying is, it really bothers her. It just bothers me. The people that are being utilized to go after you, I've never seen anywhere that I've seen this many black folk in prominent positions. But they're all going, I've never seen it. It's amazing. There was a time when I was like, man, wouldn't it be great to have black people as this, you know, go look across the country at these liberal cities where all these black people are in charge, and the level of failure is just way over the top, right? And it's just unfortunate again. I want to turn the corner on this because I just wanted can you turn his mic on, Stedman?
I just wanted to punch it in and tell you, all right, so what is one of the most famous war tactics that people use? It's called a Trojan horse.
Dude, you are such a hawk.
You know what I'm saying?
I am not a hawk.
I am for physical diplomacy, and I understand.
Physical, what's that?
Physical diplomacy is a
war.
When you say war, it's like a hard way of saying it. It's like physical diplomacy is better. But what I'm saying is, it's a Trojan horse. So what they do is they give you what they think that you want in visual, but behind it is a bunch of schemes and plans to take over. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna use the lowest to get to the highest.
Okay. Again, let's head over to the phone lines. You're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from today?
Is this my turn?
It's your turn, man.
It's your turn.
Hey, this is Pat from Florilla.
Florilla, Alabama.
Alabama. Yes, Alabama. Yeah. I just calling to try to get you back on your first subject of the morning, man.
Go for it.
Yeah, about the cartoons. Me and Mr. Holly like old-timey cartoons.
Great.
Oh, yeah. You remember
y'all talk a lot of times about how the subtleness of trying to indoctrinate mm-hmm. children and mm-hmm. adults, too. Back in those days, it was full of it.
It was going, oh, absolutely. Well, propaganda was major.
Big time. Mm-hmm. And there's a particular cartoon, I think it's called The Rabbit That Came to Supper. It's Bugs Bunny. Mm-hmm. Was back when Elmer Fudd was a great big feller. And it starts out with a bunch of hound dogs chasing Bugs Bunny. About halfway through the cartoon, Fudd is walking back and forth with Bugs Bunny, holding him in his arms, singing Rockabye Baby to him. Mm-hmm. And if you will look on the wall behind that scene where he's walking back and forth, it makes about three passes, I think, there's a just as pretty a picture up there on the wall with this beautiful a nude scene in it as you've ever seen in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that was like in the 40s.
Nude scene in the
That was in the 40s. Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
And I said there were. Yeah, I was watching with my son. He was about 4 or 5, you know, and he didn't see it. I've seen cartoons 7 or 8 times, and I looked back and I was just looking at everything else in the area, you know, to see what kind of artwork they had. There it was. Prize of daylight out of me.
Thank you so much, Pap. Thank you so much, Pap, from beautiful Florella, Alabama. Hey, listen, I want to turn the corner. D'Amica, we're working on getting D'Amica squared away. Again, we just told you at the onset of the show, we are upgrading, but you can't upgrade and know it's upgraded unless you're on the air.
There will be a few technical issues.
Yeah, but we're going to be all right. We've been doing this too long.
We're going to be all right.
I'm going to turn the corner really quickly. Man, I want to get D'Amica straight before I go into this conversation because she has a position on this that just is very important to me. Mm-hmm. And D'Amica, you there? D'Amica.
Okay,
you're there, right?
I'm here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're working on it as we go through. I want to talk a bit about something I just came across the other day. The narrative, right? And, you know, people get mad at me, but I don't really give a damn anymore. There was a church, Stedman, a white church the other day, D'Amica. Did you see this video, Holly, where the congregants of the church had a moment in during service where they apologized to black people? Holly, did you see this? Hello?
Hello.
Holly, you there?
Oh, boy.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did you see that, D'Amica?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, okay, so they apologized in church, in the midst of the sermon, in the midst of whatever they were doing. They felt the need to, and it goes back to something I've been talking about for a long time. At what point do we say, enough's enough, and it's no benefit to it. I get it, but it's not helping anybody. And there is nothing worse, okay, than playing these kind of games. You know what I mean? So they in the middle of church, they stop the service, and they decide to apologize to black people for all the wrong.
Oh, wow.
And how many times have I said, let us tell you how you can help us?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to listen to this. And maybe I'm doing too much or seeing something in it, something I shouldn't see. Listen to this.
I'm going to ask the white Americans in the room to please repeat after me. On behalf of myself and on behalf of my country. And all African Americans, from the beginning of our nation's history, in honor of your ancestors and on behalf of your children, please hear this from my heart. I apologize.
Holly.
Holly, please.
Holly, 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 get your people, man. Stedman, get your damn people.
Guys, I just wanted to say on behalf of of the show, of JVC, of Southern Maitland, Northern Eatonville, that I do humbly apologize for. What am I apologizing for?
Hey, Holly.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Holly, what is going on? You know, what's going on?
I think Holly dropped out again.
D'Amico, you there?
Yes,
can y'all hear me? Can you
hear
me?
Yeah, we hear you now. Yeah, we hear you now.
All right, y'all, we're going through technical difficulties. Okay,
but Holly, what do you think of that?
Yeah, sorry about that.
I think that that was just kind of, it's kind of late, for one, kind of late. But I understand the reasoning behind it. Oh, now, whether it was proper, nah. But I like I say, sometimes you got to give an E for effort. You know, say, hey, I feel what you were trying to make me feel better. Didn't really work, but it you know, you felt better.
D'Amico, go ahead.
D'Amico's not there.
Well, honestly,
oh, there she is.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, there is biblical basis for it. It's called generational iniquities,
mm-hmm.
meaning generational sin. So mm-hmm. you can stand, biblically speaking, you can stand in the gap for your sins,
mm-hmm.
the sins of your bloodline, the sins of your generation. You can't. Mm-hmm. There is a biblical basis for that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would also say, did they go a step up further? Repent. It's called repentance. Did you also repent on behalf of your country for all of the abortions that have been done?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You're going too deep, dude. You're going too deep.
I'm saying you can go. If you're going to do it, do it.
Do it. Do it right.
Don't stop there.
Yeah. Well, listen to me.
Wow.
Listen to me. I've been saying for a long time, the level of disdain I have for woke whites is probably going to get me. I got to pray.
explain, Don, and I know you we talk
what
about
a woke
this
a lot, white is.
Yeah, and I'm saying that for the people that don't because some people don't really know what a woke white person is, and if you could kind of clarify that, then
okay, you want me to explain it in what way?
In layman terms, okay. In layman terms like that, where the basic I shouldn't say that, but a basic person could understand.
Okay. First of all, there are people who say it don't exist. And when I speak of this, I speak of the woke ideology, right? Mm. And there are people out here that feel the need to live in an apologetic mindset.
Yeah.
And they're doing too much. And I think... just for those that are listening to understand better, the whole diversity conversation is coming out of a mindset of guilt. And when I look at and listen to people who are overtly trying to exert their guilt on me, good example. Let me make a point. It's easy this way. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's, Miss Butterworth, all products that no black person ever was offended by. Correct?
Facts.
The term master bedroom never offended any black person.
Mm-mm.
But some white person decided that this was all offensive to black people. You follow me?
Yeah.
And there's an implication when I identify one as woke is they are, first of all, I think at the level of disrespect that comes out of you telling me, okay, what bothers me.
Yeah.
Is a problem.
Yeah.
If you want to help, let us tell you how you can be of assistance by removing terminologies. Okay, or creating environments that are not going to last just so that you can get the guilt off your chest. Okay, And I think a lot of this came out of the George Floyd death. But I want to tell all these people who saw George Floyd die on the sidewalk. And I saw it happen, Holly, because I'm sitting with these people who were all of a sudden, oh, my God. They felt some kind of way. But I just want to tell them, George Floyd wasn't the first one. He was the filmed one.
Facts. Right.
So now you see it, visual, you see it, and you want to move rapidly toward making a wrong right by doing some extra. That's where I have a problem with this whole wokeness thing, right? Stop it.
Yeah.
We got to hire more. We got to hire more black people. Oh, my God. I just realized we got 4,000 employees and 7 blacks. You didn't just realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about 50 years later.
You didn't realize that. Okay. Oh, my God. We don't even have any blacks in management. You didn't just realize that. You just realized that the voices are out there pointed out that are getting attention now. It's always been that way. Oh, we got to handle that. We got to immediately start DEI.
Yeah. See, and that, I want to say also, Don, I don't think it started at George Floyd. I think it was simmering before then.
I agree.
Wokeism comes from the ideology of the Marxists, the neo-Marxists.
Way before.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. After World War II, this ideology of Marxism from, it was imported from Russia and the USSR during that time. And it's more along the lines of, okay, cool. Instead of opportunity, we want equity. So, okay, cool. We see this. Now we can use a victim. Again, they like to use Trojan horses. They can use this victim. And then from that, we can make a martyr from him. As long as the movement has a martyr.
But again, psychologists talk about implicit biases. And they suggest that good intentions and heartfelt commitments are not enough.
Yeah.
So wokeness is coming out of this in this good intentions and in heartfelt commitment conversation, D'Amica, right? But there's no value in it if it ain't real.
It's very superficial.
Yeah,
exactly. It's very superficial.
And to such point, it's offensive. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because now you're not giving me access because you know I'm qualified. You're giving me access because you want to check off a box.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what's insulting.
Okay.
And the people that's pushing this whole woke to systematic injustices, and mostly are the ones responsible for creating the systematic injustices. So that in itself is, you know, it's highly contradicting and hypocritical. So the ones that created the systematic injustices are the ones that are going to actually fix it. I just don't believe it. I never believed it from the beginning. Everything that they say makes absolutely no sense, and there's no substance to it at all.
Okay, let's head over to the phone lines. Good morning. You are on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
Hi, I'm calling from Orlando.
Hey, how you doing?
I want to say, pretty good. What the woman said was interesting because I'm black. I went to a predominantly white church with my family. And I have to say, I was traumatized because for me, it's the body of Christ. It doesn't matter your color. But that's where I really felt black. Because you're not embraced. We were not embraced. But I'll tell you, we invited people over. We went above and beyond. But it wasn't returned. So saying empty words mean nothing to me. It's how you treat me.
Right.
And I want you to just treat me as a person. Yes, I'm black, but we're brothers and sisters in Christ. Do you actually speak to me beyond have a blessed day and that's it? No, I saw the clear difference, and I did it for 10 years, and I have to say it was hard. And I left because my kids were learning that it's okay to be isolated in church.
Mm.
And that's the only reason. That's why I left, because I was like, I'm going to wait till God tells me to leave. But when my kids started, I started to see something. And I was like, no, it's not okay for you to learn that you should be invisible. And no, I don't want to be a good black. I'm just a regular person. Don't use me as an example. No, I'm just a regular person who's here to serve the Lord because I love the Lord. And I believe that we're all part of one body. So I have to say, saying words is one thing, but how do you treat people who don't look like you? And that's what it comes down to.
Well, thank you.
But that's just my personal experience.
No. And I totally understand. Go ahead, D'Amica.
I agree with her.
No, I agree. I don't like to go, quite frankly, I don't like to go to churches that are all white, nor do I like to go to churches that are all black, because from a biblical perspective, you're supposed to see every tongue, every nation. So if you don't see everybody, it's not exemplary of what the Bible says we should be, we should look like and how we should function. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm kind of a little bit different in that perspective, but
sometimes
like
it's neighborhood. Sometimes it's like you're in a predominantly non-black neighborhood. So that's what happened. Like our neighborhood is mostly Caucasian and Hispanic, and there's more black people moving in, but that's by default. And then there was the black church. I loved it, but I didn't want to go there because it doesn't represent the body of Christ. So now I attend a diverse church, and I'm in tears every time I go to church because that's what the kingdom is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's by default. Exactly. When you have multiple children, you try to go to the place that's close. So that's one of the things that happened. But I believe we were meant to be there at that time, and it just expired. But I agree with you, D'Amica.
Oh, thank you so much. Go ahead. We got to go to break, man. Damn, man. As soon as the conversation...
Keep having these breaks.
Man, I know, man. We got to do it. But listen, I want you to think about what's going on here in this conversation, because... when I get back to the whole woke conversation, it was not black people who came up with the idea to tear down the statues of the generals from the past. That was white people. It was not black people to tear down Lee and Jackson and any of those statues. That was white people. Mm-hmm. So recently on this show, I had a conversation. I'm going to touch on it after this break. But it's amazing when we continue to let our enemy pick our enemy.
Facts.
We'll be back in a moment.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
All right,
it's real music. Stedman, who is this? Watch this. You know I know it. Who is this, Stedman?
It's Fast Freddie McDowell.
Freddie McDowell from Beulah, Mississippi. He passed away probably in 71. Check that. Check Freddie McDowell.
You got to move.
1971.
You got to move.
That's
1996. You got to 1996 move. 1996.
You're looking at the wrong Freddie McDowell.
Oh, okay.
Get ready.
You got to move. You got to move. Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. That's Freddie McDowell. Shout out to Robbie, my man. We love the blues, man. Freddie McDowell,
Robbie,
was awesome. Freddie McDowell is a deep, deep, deep South blues guitarist, entertainer, born in the early 1900s, probably around 1904, and he passed away in 1970, maybe 71. And did you find him?
No. Everything I find is 1996.
Yeah, you got the wrong Freddie McDowell. Anyway.
I got the wrong guy. Okay.
You got the way wrong guy.
Come on, Freddie!
Wait, he's got Roddy McDowell. What's that?
Yeah, that's probably what he got.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you so much, everyone.
Roddy McDowell.
Remember Roddy McDowell?
Okay, yeah, I remember. He was used to be in all the great movies.
Really?
All the great movies back in the day. He was weird, but he was always in a bunch of movies.
So, Roddy McDowell,
yeah, he's a big star.
Yeah.
So again, thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Man, getting these young people to pay attention is a beast, ain't it?
You see why that happened was?
Okay.
You know,
people pay attention. Okay. So you come here. Look, what does that say?
Oh, it's a black guy.
Jesus. Mississippi Freddie McDowell passed away July 3rd,
I'm not
1972. Okay.
You're not apologizing for this thing.
Nope, I'm taking it back. On behalf of Northern Eatonville.
He just, did he sound like a black guy?
Yeah, he sounded like a black guy. Okay.
Thank you so much again, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Speaking of music, guys, I want to talk about something. D'Amica, I need you on this one. There is a school teacher in beautiful Detroit, Michigan, by the name of Dominique Brown.
Detroit.
Dominique Brown is a high school teacher who teaches history. Her stage name is Drippin' Honey. And her number one hit on Spotify and all the streaming platforms is N-Word No. So she also got one about that fat ass moving, but that front stay still.
What?
She just got fired from her job as a school teacher.
Wait.
She just got fired. They fired. My fat ass is moving, but my front stays still.
Her front stays still.
You know what that's about. Listen to me. So anyway, let's play this clip, guys.
The month honors, and then 2 months later, she was fired, but it wasn't about anything she did in the classroom. She says a parent complained about her rap career, which was off the clock. By now, Drippin' Honey's music video, Drippin' 101, has been seen by tens of thousands across numerous social media platforms. And it combines two of her passions, rapping and some of the students she's taught. That's right, a U.S. history teacher who's moonlighting as a rapper. But last month, she was forced out of her teaching job, and it started with a parent's complaint.
That's when the first meeting was with my dean and the principal, and they were just telling me, like, hey, a parent said that they see your social media and that you're a black influence because you're a rapper.
Drippin' Honey's real name is Dominique Brown. She says that the parent continued to complain even though the educator was named Teacher of the Month. Despite asking for a complaint in writing, Dominique says she never received it. And Dominique believes that she was discriminated against.
I was like, hey, well, can we tell that parent to come in and see professionalism, see me in the classroom, see me after school, see me at all the games, see me dropping kids off every day, buying food, doing all these things. Can they come see me in my element?
Okay, Holly.
Wow.
Her number one song is...
Hey, she's pretty, too.
She's gorgeous. Body banging. But her song is N-word no. You want to go home with me? N-word no. You want to roll up on me? N-word no. You want to hit this? N-word no. Come on now, lady.
It's not because she's a rapper. It's not because she's a rapper.
Should she keep her job?
No.
You know,
N-word no.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hard to say. You know, you think about the fact that she's taking the time to do what she needs to do to be a teacher. And she does it, evidently does a decent job, but just has a part-time job that's a little shady.
But so, Holly, think about this. I tried to find some of her music edited or cleaned for radio. She ain't got radio version of none of it, okay?
Well, because she probably can't afford it yet. She's a teacher.
I told her, let me just say.
But somebody going to pick her up now.
Dude, this lady, Holly, look, I just sent you a picture of the lady. Stedman, you seen her, right?
Yeah,
she looked good.
She's beautiful, man.
Yeah, you know.
She got a potty mouth, but she's hot.
All of you did.
She got a potty mouth.
All of you did the same thing.
She got a potty mouth, but she's hot.
But all of you did the same thing, guys.
What did you say?
Y'all went from, she's fine. She's good. Oh, I mean, everybody's voice got all sultry and sexy.
Aesthetics. Holly, we're pegs. Next.
Yeah, Holly, it's aesthetics.
Let's have a real conversation about this, right? At what point, how have we fallen? I knew a teacher when I was growing up who was messing around with another teacher who was a married man, and they both lost their jobs.
As they should.
And that wasn't even happening at school. We all thought something was going on.
Yeah.
But she lost her job and he lost his job.
As they should.
So now your teacher can come out in her drawers and do a music video. Holly.
Well, all I can say is this.
Holly, really?
I wouldn't mind seeing this teacher in her drawers.
Facts.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Your voice just changed.
Yes, I know. I did that. That was intentional.
Look, let me just say something. Think about this. The lady in Mount Dora can't pick her kids up with her OnlyFans sticker on the back of her car, but y'all want this tramp to still just go. Come on.
Hey, I didn't say I ain't want her to pick her kids up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that you understand that if you do either or, it comes with things. Everything comes with something.
Yeah.
And that comes with people going, hey, she's got her OnlyFans. D'Amica,
listen to me, please.
I'm listening.
Who are the parents who are supporting the teacher? Because she's getting support from some of the parents.
Parents that are on the only, they either are purchasing the OnlyFans or they're a part of the OnlyFans. So
you send your young fella, your child, your 15-year-old son to go to high school, and his teacher is a known trick-off rapper. Even if she's not a trick-off, she's presenting that in her music. She out here in her drawers.
She's promoting it.
With children in the background.
But she's out here in the shorts are too short, right? Denim panties, pretty much. And the lyrics are a problem. And where do we get these parents? And this is a black school, from what I understand, in Detroit, Michigan. Mm. Where do we get these parents that would go to bat for this lady? Listen to some of her lyrics.
N-word, no, never.
Look, go listen to even the titles of some of her songs. This is disgusting. But we want everybody to, don't discriminate against our kids. Our kids deserve a chance. We got to give our kids a chance.
Facts.
We have to work our asses off to make sure that we expose our children to, as much as we can, positivity.
Yes.
This is not positive. It's like, well, we can control, we can't do, you know, we can only do what we can do. Well, how about saying this teacher needs to go? That we can do that. Ma'am, go work your other profession. Go sign a deal, okay, and go work your other profession. I don't need this lady, okay, in the classroom that leaves the classroom and makes videos at the trap house promoting what she promotes. I'm sorry. I can't focus. I couldn't even imagine being a 15-year-old kid in this teacher's room because she's fine as hell, and I know she's nasty. I can't focus on American history.
Well, you can't focus on it. You can pay attention in class. Though.
No, I won't. Come on,
yeah,
Holly.
Yeah, you will.
You'll pay attention in class. No, I won't.
The lessons.
Every day you'll be looking at her trying to figure out a way.
Is a boob going to fall out?
Exactly.
Right. Let me go knock some off her desk real quick.
Think about the teachers you thought was cute when you was growing up.
Holly, but this is
no cleavage, no nothing.
But this is embarrassing.
We just did a story last week of the teacher that was sending a 10-year-old pictures of her in her little outfit and call me mommy.
And she ain't been arrested yet either.
You know, so I mean, I think we have unrealistic expectations. So we celebrate the language. Mm-hmm. We celebrate the art that promotes, you know, debauchery. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, you don't want your kid to get you have to make a decision. Do you want the right environment for your kids in the learning environment? Do you want the right learning environment for your kid or do you not?
You know what they're going to say? They want the right environment for it. You know, they're going to follow the script. But I got a question. Who let their children in that video?
Right. Did she get a permission slip? Because usually you have to get a release.
That's Detroit. Everybody in Detroit is a rapper.
So the
she's
mom.
She's a teacher, though.
Exactly.
But she's a teacher, and she allowed the students in her video. So did she have a release form?
And then are those parents going to get investigated?
Because
this is really important because. We place both sides of this, and it's getting to a point
all the time
where it's embarrassing, right? We want the best for our children, allegedly. Let me repeat that.
Quotes.
We want the best for our children, allegedly. So we should raise up immediately against scenarios and situations that are not the best for our children. Drippin' Honey, Dominique Brown, the rapper, who presents herself in her rap music as a whore.
Facts.
I don't know if the lady's a whore. She shall present herself as a whore. Her lyrical content is that of a whore.
Facts.
Right? Let's be clear.
Speak truth to power.
I'm just saying I don't want this lady who was allegedly a whore teaching history to my child.
Facts.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Stedman? Huh?
Yeah. No, you ain't wrong.
Because I have seen.
Damn it.
I have seen these. No. Watch this, guys. No. Can I just say something? I have seen these white ladies in Missouri, and we've done. How many shows have we done, Holly? But these white ladies just stripping. Okay? They find out, great teacher in Missouri, some small town in Missouri, teacher of the year several times. They found out she had OnlyFans. What'd they do, y'all?
Fired.
Okay? What about the other little pretty little white teacher in Arkansas? What'd they do, y'all?
Fired.
And the little lady in Cleveland, what'd they do, y'all?
Fired.
This broad need to be fired, too. I'm just being straight up.
The parents are coming to her defense.
I know.
But listen, but they're saying, hey, well, what's the music that she's creating is no different than the music they would access on their own. It's the same language in the music that they would access on their own that's already out there.
I got some for that. Them folk ain't teachers.
Them folk are not.
Yeah. Kodak Black ain't teaching nobody. Kodak Black ain't teaching nobody. Sexy Red can't read. Who else out there?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I listened to it, and you're right that I don't think it belongs in school. I don't think that belongs anywhere near a school. But the bottom line is, the woman is not. She's doing what she does on her spare time, her part time job.
Yeah,
and she making money. And I hate
saying she can't be making no money. She's not making no money.
Well, not yet, but she's about to. Dude, she's really about to.
Have you heard the song?
Let me tell you something. If her song had no significance until this all happened. Absolutely. Now this is happening. This is getting her. She's going to run the present. Yes, she's going. Some record company's going to say, hey, we're going to publish your stuff. We're going to put it out there for you. We're going to cut it for
you.
You
know why? Let me tell you why, though.
And we're going to get you a bunch of gigs.
You know why, Holly? Because it's degrading to black people. They always get a contract.
I don't want to say it's because it's degrading black people. It is degrading black people, but it's the simplest way to make money off of black people. That is a simple way to. But, hey, look, we go out now.
But if she was singing about history, if she was singing about degrading history, if she was singing about Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman wasn't amazing, even if she was rapping, I know that Harriet, I know that
only Martin Luther King songs blanket,
right?
Martin Luther King.
If she was rapping about history,
if she did it in a creative way, it could go viral as well.
Yeah,
Remember the little girl here from Florida that did a rap? She created her own rap in a talent contest. Mm-hmm. Little girl, I think maybe 4 years old. She did a rap about doing her homework. Yeah. Really cute, but she went viral.
Okay.
Because it's...
D'Amica. These same damn parents that gonna bitch and moan when their kids don't graduate. I can't believe the system let my son down.
Yeah.
He can't go to Harvard like he wanted to. Your son can't damn read his name. He was never going to Harvard.
But that's like the little rapper you had on that last time where the kid was like 10 or 12.
Yeah, right.
Don't go to school. All he do is just go around and be a rapper at 12. I'm like, come on, man.
But he can barely speak properly.
Yeah, it's scary.
But you're exposing these people to your children. And then you bitch and moan about the white system who's got a stronghold on their growth. You got a stronghold on their growth,
right? Yeah,
you got to take responsibility as a parent. Man, this lady need to kick rock, fire her. Now, she's going to sue.
Mm.
And I hope when she sues, they allow, because there's some legislative action on this.
Oh, they're going to have to pay her.
The lyrics.
Holly, listen. They're going to allow her lyrics in the trial.
Facts.
In her lyrics in front of a jury. You got to listen. Go read some of her lyrics. This is repulsive.
But, Don, they're saying that it's a side hustle.
It's not a side hustle. They said it's her private life. It's not private. She's getting views.
Well, she's involving the kids in her class, too, and that crosses the boundary.
Yeah.
So, if I was in the middle of the street selling, like, 10 pounds of crack cocaine and I'm a police officer at the same time, am I still supporting? Yeah, no. It's not a side hustle.
Yeah, but the police officer won't get arrested. The crack dope dealer will be arrested.
You get what I'm saying, though? But it's still the same logic behind it. That's what they're saying. Like, oh, you can do anything as a side hustle that's degenerative.
Listen, this is really important, guys. Again, I'm listening to the people who are screaming and streaming. I have a problem with the screaming and streaming, right? Mm. You hollering in one thing over here,
yeah,
but you engage in the debauchery over here.
So welcome to regular life.
The parents who are saying that their kids are having challenges in these classrooms, but find it okay for somebody like this, and I get it. The lady's probably a really good Christian lady who knows Jesus personally, right? Okay? But okay, what she is presenting is not okay, yeah, especially around young people.
She's influencing.
And I am concerned because I know I can't fuck. Holly, did you see the picture of this lady? You had, yeah, these young boys are not even paying attention to her classwork. They're not
they coming to class.
Did you say ass work?
Huh?
Yeah. They're coming to class because of her. But they just hoping that she just give me just a piece.
It's embarrassing because we all should be like, okay, ma'am, hey, thank you so much for all you did for the community. When your career crashes and burns, as it will, yeah, you can come back. Okay. No,
but the internet's forever.
Yeah, but still, I think we gotta be careful when we, and this is allegedly a good school. This is a supposed to be a pretty good school. And my concern is that this is just not okay. And we have to be careful with what is not okay. Mm. Yeah. And this is not okay.
And it's not okay, Don.
No,
I can sit up here and fight for, you know, yeah, the rights and it. Yeah, we can do all that. But you don't want your teacher being no hoe. You know, being no,
right,
being out on the, you don't want
on the
that
track. On the track. You don't, man.
You don't want that. And she could be a great person somewhat, you know, but she got that freak in her, and you don't necessarily want your daughter taught by a freak.
Let's go to break on that. You're listening to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Keeping it going. The Don Miller Show, Florida Man Radio, 10 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
What song is this?
Yeah, I go.
Come on, man.
There you go.
You know who this is, Stedman?
Is that BB?
No.
That's Little Milk.
Little Milton Campbell.
Oh, that Little Milk.
Listen to this. Turn that up, man.
Hey, mister. Your wife is
cheating on us. Thank you so much, everybody.
Your wife is cheating on us.
That's the blues. Hey, mister. Your wife is cheating on us. Well, we got first of all, I'll shout out the Shannon Burke Radio Show coming up at 2 p.m. right here on Florida Man Radio. Shannon, Easy, and the lovely and very talented Heather from 2 to 6. Easy is in the studio hooking his boy up, Holly. Easy in here, man. Easy is a technical genius.
Yeah.
Easy got 37 jobs. Of course, he is the co-host of the Shannon Burke Show, but he is also a technical genius. And D'Amico, you're going to be good in a minute. We got that damn
Easy.
He's
been on that computer, too.
Yeah. Easy is excellent, and he's getting us going. D'Amico, just hang with us real quick, Holly. I want to just really touch on something really quickly about the conversation we were just having before we turn about Dominique Brown, the school teacher in Detroit, Michigan. A lot of those things like that really bother me personally because I hear parents constantly talking to me and talking to going public, talking about how their children are not getting the education that they feel like that they deserve or not being exposed to some of the other things that some young people in other school systems are. And we allow certain things in our community that is so it's really contradictory. It's a shame because anybody who just thinks look, Miss Brown deserves to have a side hustle. Okay, and especially I applaud her for still wanting to be a teacher. It's really hard finding teachers now.
Yeah.
But because there's a shortage doesn't mean we should accept anything and anybody.
Yes.
Right.
And I think when we stoop to the level of accepting anything and anybody, I think we create a scenario where what's next, right? So my position is I know a bunch of young men and women who have gone and served time in prison and have gotten out, nonviolent criminal offenders who've gotten educated but cannot teach in the public school system because of what happened in their past. They've served their time. They've done everything right. They've gotten education, okay? I have a young guy, love this kid. He just got his master's degree in education.
Congratulations.
Can't teach in a public school system.
Oh, wow.
And he's changed his whole life from a carjacking armed robbery 22 years ago. And wow. He did 17 years for it. And he came out, he got educated, and he was a child, right? He was 18, 19 years old. And he can't teach in a public school system.
And that's the definition of
And I can assure you he's going to go in there with the proper message for these young people. And they don't want him. And less than 2.4% of teachers in America's public school system are black men.
Whoa.
Let's go look at this, okay? But he can't get a job. He served his time. He's done everything he's supposed to do. He can't get a job. But this lady is shaking her ass for cash, and parents are defending her. I just got a problem with that. That's not going to ever change. It's wrong.
Yeah.
But we ought to look at this the right way. There are a lot of people who can't work in the system simply because of something they did wrong a long time ago, and they've done everything right. They paid their,
dues. Yeah, yeah.
Paid all their dues. This young man went to prison, got his bachelor's in prison, got out of prison, got his master's, and can't teach in a public school system. But somebody like this can get a job. And D'Amica, you there? It's,
Yes, I'm here.
It really bothers me that a parent would think this is okay. And I'm telling you, when I talked to the young fella, man, he's 39 years old, did his time. He said, man, Mr. Dunn, I would love to teach school.
Wow.
Can't get a job. He's a convicted felon.
Wow.
But she's a worse influence than he'll ever be.
Literally, she's literally have them in the videos.
We can't live on both sides of the conversation, okay?
But you know what? You're right, Don, but we do it every day.
And let me just say something. But everybody does it. Now, every group does it. But black people do it at a level so blatant, that it's confusing. There are 4 million people who have served their time, more than half are nonviolent criminal offenders, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can't come back into society and be a part of society the right way because of their convicted felon. Less than 3% of educators in America's public school systems are black men. I grew up, there were black men in my school, black teachers, black male teachers, role models, good dudes.
Yeah.
Go find them now. You can't even find them now.
They're probably in jail.
No, but the point is, that was ignorant, but that's okay. But the point I make is this. To defend this lady in her behavior, in the way she is engaging, even in her other job, I think she should respectfully bow out, recognizing that the minds of these young people are going to be drawn more toward her other job than the job she's supposed to be doing.
Mm. Very true.
Okay.
Very true. I hope she kicked it off right. Since she put it out there, she's like, "Hey, look, I'm ready to go," and she's just gonna have to. She's gonna have to go at it.
But again, let's wish her well.
But that's just for the technical part of it. And what'll end up happening is they'll probably give her some money to go shut up, go somewhere, sit down, and shut up, because it's going to start a precedence of other issues, because other people are going to be like, because I'm sure there's a lot of other teachers that are out there that are doing OnlyFans and all that kind of stuff as it is. And then this is going to bring it to light and going to create even more issues.
Yeah, let's go check out some open mics. We haven't checked out open mics. Technically, we're fine now.
Hey, Don Miller, that city that you're talking about is called Denona Sassa. And why are you breaking up the cartoon talk for, man? I was having a blast with that because I watched the Looney Tunes all weekend myself.
Hey, guys, great show. Hope you all had a nice weekend. Tamika, drop the Cricket wireless and get you a decent service, huh?
Wow.
Thank you.
Beat it. Oh, that's funny.
I'm just a dumbass honky that loves to pick on folks. I love to pick on the brothers in the office in the morning when they start talking reparations. And I interrupt them and start telling them about the child support that I pay for a kid that ain't even mine. And then they kind of shut the F up.
Can y'all possibly talk about something other than racism? I mean, this is getting so old. I know. Oh, don't listen to him. Bye-bye. See you later. Well, this is happening again and again with your listeners, so just keep that in mind.
Not our listeners, you.
Like Morgan Freeman said, you want racism to end? Quit talking about it.
Okay, bye, asshole.
Look, people should remember the past but not live in the past. We're in the now and should work with everyone that's sane the same way, regardless of what has been done throughout history. No apologies needed because that wasn't us. Being part Jewish lineage, do I demand the Egyptians to apologize for the slavery of my people? No. Same with my Greek and Irish roots. Every group has persecution in human history. It's how we live now that counts.
Well said.
What's up, y'all? Chris from McDonough. Hey, always loving the show. Man, you guys are on fire. You really make my day. Hey, I was just going to say, you should listen to Dax, the Devil's Calling. I heard you play some Dax the other day. Dude's got all kinds of crazy songs, man, and I think he's making an impact, just like he says. Give it a try. Mention some of those people you were just talking about.
I rock with that.
Hey, y'all. Ryan, Fort Walton Beach here. Geoff's arch nemesis for D'Amica. When I was a senior in high school, we had a teacher who was just smoking hot. And a couple years after I graduated, I found out she was having relations with a kid in our class. And I am still angry to this day that she picked him over me. Beedoo, beedoo.
Beedoo, beedoo.
Oh, look. Wow.
Hey, look, we all had a teacher like that. I definitely had one. And I told my story. I had one, and I ran into her later, and ran into her later. Give us a call, 321-339.
Wow.
He ran into her later a few times.
Ooh, hey. I'm running into you. Okay.
Give us a call, 321-339-1055, the number to dial. Look, I just want to talk about. So the other day we spent some time on the young lady rapper who was just arrested, Glorilla, right? Mm. And this is just what I talk about, how we live in contradiction over here on our side. So there was a pastor this weekend who decided to preach about Glorilla. And
that didn't work out good, did it?
Listen, I Annie isn't white and I Annie doesn't have red hair. But she
look- Okay, Sammy, that was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ready?
Yep. Okay. Hallelujah Woods. She goes by the stage name of Glorilla. And as a matter of fact, Glorilla is new to the music scene, but she had a song that took off a while ago called Tomorrow. But the last song, the last line of the song by Glorilla says, every day the sun won't shine, but that's why I love tomorrow. And while she was preparing for a new album to come out, some of y'all remember about 2 weeks ago when she was on CNN, and Glorilla gave me this, and I said, I can't wait to tell Afri Street this. She said, at the end of the day gotta end. And that's all I came to tell.
Stop.
That's Cheryl
At
Underwood.
The end of the day got to end.
That's called slow. Oh, that's wow. called slow. That's called slow. That's wow. called slow,
that's
really.
That's deep.
At the end of the day, Holly, the day got to end.
The day got to end.
It ain't nobody ever preached something I said on the radio. I tried
but
to say stuff.
But she didn't lie. She didn't lie.
The day got to
wow.
end.
Wow. The day
hey,
got
to
end.
Hey, I want somebody to use some of my stuff I say in a sermon. I want somebody to say, Don Miller said.
Oh, huh? Wow.
Somebody said, Don Miller said.
I can't wait to see that.
Don Miller went on the radio this morning and said, turn to your neighbor.
Neighbor?
What the hell y'all talking about? What are we doing? I'm a run pastor. If you can hear the sound of my voice, if you are somewhere within the sound of my voice, I just want one pastor to holler, what are we doing? And say I said it in the congregational moment. Thank you so much, man. Hey, we got a phone call, right? We got to head over to the phone line. You're listening to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio. Where you calling us from? What's your name?
I'm Niceville. My name's Will.
Niceville, Florida.
Niceville.
Man, it's really cool. It's good to get on the radio. This is really cool. I just want to say, man, I hear some of the other callers complaining that, you know, racism. Everybody's talking about racism. Yeah, I agree. But also, I didn't learn as much about the African-American community as I have since I started listening to you guys, man. I mean, I had a completely different perspective on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to y'all, and I just want to know that.
Yeah. Wow.
I turned into you guys, and every time you say something, I was raised in racist Texas, man. Parents said some nasty stuff sometimes, man. I mean, you know, I've heard some ugly things, and I hung out with rednecks. I mean, I've been around all that, and then, you know, I never really kind of, it never stuck with me. Kind of just, okay, that's how you feel, but, you know, listening to y'all, it's just like, there's a whole bunch of different subcultures in the African-American community.
Absolutely, my friend. We're not
and it's interesting to hear y'all's perspective. Very refreshing, actually, because I moved out here to Florida during COVID. Everything was
hard, man. That's okay. You did nothing wrong. You just made a mistake. Hey, thank you so much, Stedman. Hey, let's go back. We got another phone call. Let me just say thank you so much. You kind of had a bad signal, but if you want to, you know, we thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for the support. Again, look, we don't worry about what people say. We take fun of it, but I can tell you that all three of us, all four of us, all five of us, whoever is here on this, the show, any of the partners on this Don Miller show, any of the participants will tell you that we have been stopped more times than not of people saying, man, I never even thought about your community like that. Because the perception of black people being a monolith is foolish from the start.
Right.
No group is a monolith. Nobody agrees or votes or engages the same way. But the perception has been that we are a monolith. And a lot of that, the only reason that has been. Go ahead.
And that perception is intentional.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
And the whole woke culture is a minority of people. And they amplify it so it's perceived as if that's the majority, right. Just like I mean, that caller. Although he's a minority, he thinks that his voice should change the complete direction of a whole program, and that's how that culture thinks. People in that are grafted into that culture, they think they all think that way.
Mm-hmm. It's a cult mindset. Frankly. It's a cult mindset.
Yeah, listen, and it's amazing how many of my friends who come immediately to me and say, Morgan Freeman said, like, okay, who is Morgan Freeman? Okay.
Yeah, right. Morgan Freeman, all right.
It's
the voice of God. Show some respect.
Right. Morgan Freeman, what Morgan Freeman said was fine. I don't have a problem with what he said.
Yeah.
But again,
it don't mean you got to agree with it.
Right. Morgan Freeman's Morgan Freeman. And as soon as he said that we should stop talking about race.
Yeah.
And it'll go away. He immediately got into his fancy car and drove home to his white woman. Okay? Let's be clear.
Up in the hills. Up in the top.
Up in the Holmby Hills.
Yeah.
You follow me? So, look, I'm just being honest, okay? So it ain't a knock on what anybody feels. It's just like what we present here, what we attempt to present here, is just engagement, man. And it's amazing. I get more people stop me and say, thanks for sharing with us. We have learned. Holly, you know it. Man, yeah. How many times we've been sitting there smoking one and somebody walks up and say, man, I learned so much about your community from you guys.
Yeah.
Because we all of us on this show have different opinions, right?
Yes.
And we allow that level of engagement. And so, hey, look, it's not for everybody, but nothing's for everybody. But let's get back to so the pastor preaching about Glorilla, right? And he's using Glorilla's point at the end of the day. The day will end, right? This is what happens when the push to engage an audience that is losing their attention span.
Facts.
Why would you even utter the words of Glorilla at a Sunday service?
Because it's really, it's really pretty. Go ahead.
2 days ago, what happened to Glorilla, Holly? 2 days ago.
You had the wrong person. I don't care about it.
No, but 2 days ago, Glorilla.
Oh, yeah.
She was arrested for DUI. With DUI, drinking and high.
And she made sure they took her jewelry.
And she had a gun in the car, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And saying? So the pastor thinks it's a
and
good.
And then celebrated it. Then celebrated it.
By taking pictures with liquor.
Right. Right out, she got out of jail.
Wait, she did what?
Yeah, she took a picture right out, she got out of jail with a bottle.
Liquor bottle.
Posted a bottle.
Oh, she don't like her freedom.
No, she don't. You,
but again, this
you know this.
But why would a pastor even quote her lyrics?
Is the Bible not enough?
Well, because they want to be relative. They're trying to be relative.
D'Amico, go ahead. Why?
Because it's very common. A lot of the same reason why the church up north had a stripper at the church, because they're trying to connect with a generation that they can't connect with the word. So they use entertainment. They use entertainment. They use entertainers.
Props.
They right. Yes. They're using everything but the word of God. So in order to connect with that generation, they have to mention something they're familiar with. Gorilla.
Very
or,
true.
You know, Sexy Red. Right. So that's what they're doing.
But that's
bad.
And it's very common, unfortunately.
Now, is it right? That's a different question.
No, it's not right.
No, it's definitely not right, but it's what they're doing.
But the level of, I think, there's somebody in that congregation, I believe, and maybe you guys can help me with this. There had to be somebody in that congregation that went to church on Sunday fleeing that conversation, fleeing that mindset, fleeing gorilla, fleeing debauchery, fleeing, you know what I mean, Holly? So they go there, they're fleeing this. I need to get away from this. I need to turn this music off in my head, right?
And they run right smack into
then
it.
Then you go to church after but, you, go ahead.
I was going to say, but then they go to church, and like you said, all of a sudden they come out with this. And then you know what the first thing you think? Oh, I was supposed to come get this message. This was relative because how they know Gorilla, me and Gorilla when it was cool. Like, you know, we go right to that stupidity and it's a shame.
And for everybody who wondering what pastor, well, the name of the pastor, it's a Baltimore pastor, Reverend Mele- I ain't even going to try to pronounce that. M-E-L-E-C-H-E dot E-M. Thomas.
Like a Malachi?
Malachi.
Anyway, whatever it is, he was wrong as hell for that. But
he made
point,
up that name.
No, that's his name.
But think about this. In their quest, oftentimes, to engage the people, just close the Bible then. Just close the Bible, get up there, and just shoot the mess with them, right? Because there was somebody there that needed to get away from all of that, that needed to block all of that. You know what I mean, D'Amico? And they go
Absolutely.
There, and then they arrive there with trying to shake this, right? And seeking. Yeah, Holly, I know, man.
I'm sorry. Wait, it's you trying to reach. You trying to find it. You trying. I know that.
I
feel you, bro. But the truth of the matter is
something higher than where they were.
Yeah, man. They go right there. It's like, man, I ain't gonna do no more dope. And then you go there and you sit right next down to Quantavious, and he be like, "Damn, what
smelling,
you doing here?
Smelling like a pound." Yeah.
Oh man, dude.
Yeah, we try hard, man. We but the thing is that we all try hard. And that's why we have like people like Don and I have friends like D'Amico who are we know that if we really want to know some good truthfulness, we can go to D'Amico, but I don't want to hear all that. But because she's gonna say stuff.
She's gonna
say stuff that I know I'm already wrong doing. You don't want to hear that. I mean, truthfully, you don't want to hear that. You want to hear it, but you don't want to.
D'Amico is the consummate uplifter. I don't care what your situation, circumstance, scenario might be. You call D'Amico, she gonna uplift you. Well, you know it ain't. You don't have to wallow in despair.
Yeah.
I'm like, for real, I don't.
Yeah.
She'd be like, no, just get up.
Yeah. But she gonna crush you in the end. She gonna step on your toes as she walk out the door, though. Just like, oh, dang, you do. Yeah, well, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, the Lord ain't going to bless you. But you're going to be all right.
So
I got you.
D'Amico, this might annoy you a little bit, but the pastor in which we're speaking about decided to reference her as a new gospel artist in his post when he posted that the video.
A new gospel artist?
Yeah. So this is right from the thing. He said, He was praising her lyrics, and then he said in the post, in the underline, he said, a new gospel artist.
Well, the point is, you know.
You talking about the gorilla? Not the gorilla. The gorilla.
Gloria Holly, she's not a gorilla. Her name is Glow. Like Gloria. Her name is Gloria. Her stage name is Glorilla. Like she's coming. She's Gloria, but she's coming with that boom, right?
Yeah. As in Rilla. I bet you 80% of the people that talk about it call her Gorilla. Gorilla. But
her name is Gloria Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's her middle name. Gloria Hallelujah.
Okay, see, we got a problem right there.
Yeah. But again,
we got a problem. If your mama named you Hallelujah. Did your mama name you Hallelujah? Or did you put that in there and make that?
No, her mom named her Hallelujah.
No, I thought it was Hollywood or something.
No.
Oh, wow.
But again, I just think we're losing. And and when I saw this, I was like, man, I got to send this to D'Amica. D'Amica, I know you tired of me. D'Amica thinks I'm just a...
But Holly mentioned something about the truth. But did you send him that TED Talk on the truth being overrated?
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's
another ask. But you got to remember, these are all little tentacles of the woke culture.
And it's all intertwined with the narrative. Look, shout out to my man, Real Rap Kane. He told me the other day, he said, man, I thought you were just yada, yada, yada. And I broke. And then one of our listeners I ran into the other day, he said, what you said about the LG/BT made, now I understand, right? So shout out. But again, this is all intertwined. This whole culture of the truth going against the truth not being the truth anymore. The truth is your truth. The truth is his truth or her truth, okay? And the fact of the matter is there's one truth. And now they said, who cares about the truth? The truth can be whatever you want the truth to be.
A whole TED Talk on it.
The truth is a hoax.
Wow.
You know?
Well, the thing is that they can go through this as deep as they want, but since the beginning of time, every year, every decade, every century or whatever, there has been something that has been too much for that time. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been like so now they're drinking wine on days other than on a communion. So now you're drinking wine. Now you're doing this. Now y'all going to church on Saturday instead of on Sunday. Are you going to church on Sunday instead of on Sunday? You know, it's all every year. There's always something.
You will agree with the pastor when he says that at Gloria PIMP consistently puts out affirming and inspirational lyrics content and consistent. Consistently, her lyrics find their way into my sermon, and he
stop.
What
we left him?
That's what he really said. Her words
are
come across as
inspirational.
That dude trying to come up, trying to meet her. He and her.
Yeah, he trying to holler.
He and her. What they call it? An inbox, a DM. He and her DM.
He and her. Yeah. That's straight DM.
In reality, I think what we're losing is the inability to engage with what the truth really is.
That's true.
It's unfortunate because I can tell you that when you the places that we used to be able to go and just get a real conversation, a real unadulterated truth. We can't find it there anymore. It's no longer located there.
That Bible? No, don't check that one.
I want to listen to this. I know we're up against the break, right? How are we looking? Okay, listen to this real quick.
But what about the hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion? Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something, that perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common.
Wow. Okay, can you so confuse now, me some more?
So that's Catherine Mayer, right? She was the former CEO of Wikipedia. Now she's over at NPR. Okay. What was that?
Wow.
Anti-truth. I have never heard an anti-truth speech before.
Let's go to break. And when we come back, I want to spend a few minutes on the anti-truth. You're listening to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Have you downloaded the Florida Man Radio app from your app store yet? Want to know what you're missing out on?
Yes.
Let's break it down. Use the open mic feature to record a 30-second voice message for Bubba the Love Sponge, the Don Miller Show, or Shannon Burke, and we could play it live on the radio. Catch up on podcasts from all your favorite shows. And, of course, you can listen to Florida Man Radio live from anywhere. The Florida Man Radio app, powered by HydraDry. Visit HydraDry.com. Download it today. Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Oh, hell yeah. Play that, Steady.
Say, good looking.
What you got cooking?
How's about cooking something up with me?
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. D'Amica Page.
Wow, could you go more country than that?
Ain't no such thing as truth anymore. She just said it. Why we worry about the truth? Nobody cares about no damn truth. Let's move away from the truth. Let everybody live in their own truth. Let everybody be who they want to be, identify who they want to identify as, and live in their own truth. Let's head over to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from this morning? Hello?
Sir, are you there? All right, hopefully he calls back.
Yeah, okay. Give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Hey, D'Amica.
Yes.
We living in the last days.
Oh, not that one. Not the
boy. Okay. I'm telling you, we living in the last days.
Oh, boy. When I remember my grandma and them used to say that. We living in the last days.
John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
No one comes to the Father except through me. To me, that is where my truth is lying at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this relativism, that doctrine that basically truth and morality exist in small areas and everything like that. To me, that leads to nihilism, which leads to nothing, which leads to the absence of truth. So these people want us to go forward in relativism and fall into the absence of truth. And I can't.
So sad.
I like that scripture, but I like this one better.
Okay.
Go ahead, rock out.
Rock out.
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Facts.
And people who don't want you to know the truth, they want you to be they want you to be in bondage. They want you to be slave, mentally slave, enslaved. That's what it is.
Okay, thank you so much, y'all. Thank you so daggone much.
You got me on that one.
But Don, think about it. Somebody who works in the news industry, NPR, Wikipedia.
NPR ain't no news industry. NPR is not a news industry.
It's still
a propaganda arm.
It's still in the mass journalism. Yeah. It is still in mass communication and journalism. It still falls under that umbrella. Somebody who's in that environment is telling you, think about that. They're gathering information to disseminate to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of person is telling you, listen.
She's CEO of NPR now. She say, ain't no, you got to do no damn truth.
The truth is overrated. So what information are you giving us then?
The truth is overrated.
If you fundamentally believe that the truth is overrated, then what information are you giving to the people then? It's really kind of heavy what she's saying.
You're saying she's speaking the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, we need a truth squad. We need somebody that always tell the truth. Some place we could go that always tells the truth.
Your grandma, D'Amica's grandma, Stedman's grandma.
But your grandmama used to be a trick long time ago, so you know you can't really go by. You gotta think it. You gotta understand.
Your grandma.
You know somebody, grandma. You know them grandmamas before I found the Lord.
Grandmama, a truth teller.
So for those people that don't know, NPR, according to all sides, they lean left.
Lean.
Yeah, they lean left.
We're going to let that one
go.
They
are left.
They left. They left. So far left, they done came around the other side. Let me just say this, really. Holly want to find a troop squad. That would be brilliant to find a group of individuals that's sitting somewhere just on a compound somewhere that's fenced in, that just, and whenever we want to know the truth, we go knock on, hello? Can we get the truth? And it's just
the whole
people,
truth and nothing but the truth.
Bunch of little old black women and some old white women who done went through the struggle. There's older people, because you know they will tell you.
Old retired hoes.
Old retired people. This is a retired truth camp. Let's
call
it the truth camp.
That's the scariest thing of my life, has been getting older and starting to tell the truth even more. I used to always think I was one of those, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you. Don't ask me. Let you want
to know. Because you out of blanks to give, man.
But now, oof. Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
Not unless you want to know.
Unless you want to know. And they might not always agree with everybody and everything, but I'm getting to a point to where my ways are my ways, you know. And it's not to say that it's right, but it's just, I'm kind of at a point where it's like, man, and don't get me wrong, somebody can convince me to think differently.
But
somebody
can. But think about it. You ever took some medicine and it made you feel terrible, but then you felt better?
Felt better later on.
Okay, so the truth to me is like medication. It might make you sick before it make you better. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody ever told you the truth and you was devastated?
Sick to your stomach.
And then after you think about it for a few minutes, you feel better.
Fact. I'm glad they told me she was a hoe.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, you on the right. You on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
This is Willie calling from Beverly Hills. How y'all doing?
Hey, Willie.
Hey, what's going on, Willie?
Not a whole lot. Don Miller.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. Where do you get off, man? Working your whole life to get a show to talk about things that you want to talk about. You got a lot of nerve, man.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate you.
How dare you, sir?
Thank you, Willie.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Hey, Willie, man, listen, man. Thank you so much, man. Because it has absolutely.
Hey, thank you.
It has been difficult. It has been difficult to get to such point that I can engage in the lively art of conversation with people I enjoy talking to, D'Amica Page, Holly Holloman, LP, and all of the guys that we engage with, Jay Kane. It's just nothing like being in an environment where you can bring your friends along and just engage in conversation where the public, people like Willie in Beverly Hills, can call and engage with us. So, man, I appreciate you. We could not do this without people like you, Willie.
Thank you, Willie.
I appreciate you, sir. Hey, man. Willie, what? Talk about things nobody else wants to talk about.
Willie, what the hell is Beverly Hills?
It's Citrus County in between Lacanto and Dunellen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Tell your friends up in Beverly Hills to check us out.
We sure will.
All right, thank you so much.
The Beverly Hills got rodeo drive.
And you got a pretty good sheriff up there, too. He's a really good sheriff. And he ain't no nonsense in Citrus County, I can promise you that. Give us a call, 321-339-1055. Let's head over to the open mic on the Don Miller Show.
This is the most righteous, and I said the most righteous, George. And I want to say, as the beginning of the day, has got to begin.
Hey, what's up, Don Miller, Holly Holloman, D'Amica, LP, Stedman, Sparking 3-5 Chief. So I'm a proud father today, brother. My son got a thespian scholarship. And he also got his driver's license today. He got his learner's permit. Aww. Been a great day, man.
Congratulations.
God has blessed me. Great show, guys. Listening all I can. Be-do.
Congratulations, Sparky.
Congratulations.
Don, Holly, Dusty Macchiato, Stedman, King of the Island of Caucasus, beautiful D'Amica Page, his G-off, D'Amica's future husband. To the congregation that made the apologies, it's absolutely nauseating. Almost as bad as that picture of Pelosi and Biden when they were on their knees in their African scarves and headdress, bowing to people during the Black Lives Matter. Yeah. They don't care about anybody but themselves. G-off out.
I agree.
Hey, Don, this is Debbie from Crestview. Listen to your show and about, you talking about how the minister bringing in That's that, I guess you want to call him artist, and bringing in strippers and all to get people into the church instead of the Bible. Well, what I believe too is if they don't have people in the church, they ain't got anybody putting anything in the collection plate. You get what I'm saying? So,
hey y'all, it's T off again. Love the show, great topic. But I got to say, I got off to a rocky start. I had a vision of Stedman watching Looney Tunes, sitting Indian style on the carpet in front of a TV, possibly sucking his thumb.
Nope, big bowl of cereal.
Dry Fruit Loops and a Banky.
There you go.
Stedman, please tighten up. You're making us look bad. Beedoo.
You know, he's actually closer to being accurate than you might think.
Oh, wow.
This is pretty much all they have left, because the truth, they don't want to face the truth. The truth is their corruption and their sins. Instead of confessing those sins, they want to go ahead and ignore them. So one of these days, we all have something in common. No matter what our background is, we have to face the cross. There's no doubt.
Mm. Let's head over to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. Good morning. Good afternoon. And where are you calling from?
Yeah, I am in the afternoon. Yeah, this is Leroy. I'm in Crestview today.
Hey, Leroy.
All right, Leroy.
Hey, I just wanted to say the good thing about the truth is it does not need to be defended. The truth will always stand on its own two feet. Mm. And just like your caller on your mic said, everybody's going to have to face the truth one day.
Mm-hmm.
And for some folks, it's going to be, wow, I thought I was being truthful. I've always told my children that. I said, you know, if you tell me a lie, you're going to keep covering that up like old cat poop until that truth comes out. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in trouble for what you lied about. Tell the truth right up front, and you don't have to worry about it. You may get some punishment, but you ain't going to have to get punishment for all those lies you told to keep it covered up.
Facts. Mm. Yeah. I thank you so much for that.
I like that.
Because
hey, Don, there's a Mark Twain quote that goes pretty good with what your caller mm-hmm. just said. It says, "The truth has no defense against a fool determined to believe a lie."
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Say that again. What time?
A fool will believe a lie.
The truth has no defense against a fool determined to believe a lie.
Ooh.
That's Mark Twain.
And I think, yes, I totally agree. That is accurate. And I just think people just need to pay attention. It's so easy. And it's challenging right now. It's challenging. And I can tell you how challenging it is. I turned the TV off this weekend, and it was like a drug. Because I was like, I turned the TV off, and I was trying to read and relax. And I just like, man, I got to turn the TV on. And
It is a drug.
Yes.
And it's a drug of deceit, right?
Deception.
Absolutely. And so it was really hard, but I kind of made it through. I ended up hanging out with Real Rap. And, of course, we hung out. We really hung out. And shout out to Real Rap. Just good conversation. We ran into somebody, and we're going to wait till he's in the studio to talk about the person we ran into yesterday. It was just amazing. But again, the truth is it's being challenged on every turn.
Yeah.
And you know, you just hit us with a Mark Twain quote, but I love the George Orwell quote, in a time of deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. I think there's more value in a lie right now. There's significant more value. People are winning more with lies than truths. Okay.
I mean, a scammer get paid. Huh? Scammers out here getting paid.
Yeah, you know, so I just think we just got to stand in what we stand for, what we believe in. And it's just funny because people don't know who you. It's amazing when you meet somebody. I want to shout out a gentleman I talked to the other day. He's a deputy in Seminole County, just a good brother. And we hit it off and started talking. Now, I've been talking to this guy, Idle Chit Chat, for some time now. And he finally, we just kind of had a conversation, and he was stunned. He was like, "You're a conservative?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Man." But again, right? You don't, that's why you got to talk to people, you know? And as a conservative, you don't have, I'm not necessarily Republican.
Yeah.
but I'm a conservative, right? I think we have to understand the difference.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
We have to engage in a conversation that lines us up with what we believe in, our belief system. Because if people do that, they'll be stunned how many people think they're something, but they're really not. I go back and forth.
Right.
I go back and forth with people that I'm looking how you're living. I'm looking at how you're engaging. Mm-hmm. Yet you are attaching yourself to this conversation over here. For what reason? Because you don't even live like that conversation or the presentation right. of that conversation. Right, D'Amica? Yeah,
you all over here on the left.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you're living right.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Everything exactly. you do, right? But for some reason, because of the way you look, you feel like you have to identify.
Yes.
Okay. It's called trans politics to me, right? You identify as something when you're around other people Fact. Because you don't want them to know what you really stand for. And if you're ashamed to present what you really stand for because you worried about how somebody see you,
it's cowardice.
It's cowardice. So, again, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us again. I want to hit some. D'Amica Page's got to fade out of here after this next break, of course. She's got to go take care of the senior citizens this afternoon. And we thank you so much for dealing with the struggles of getting going early on. We're going to be fine. We figured it all out. Florida Man Radio is growing. We got a lot on the horizon. I just tell you, for those people who were just driving down the road, tuned in and found us at 103.1 in the Panhandle, 103.1 in Central Florida, 101.1 in Ocala. For those people who just came across us, we thank you so much for locking us in. Save us on your radio. Just lock us in or head over to the App Store, download the Florida Man Radio app. That way you can take us anywhere you want to go. D'Amica, I want to grab something real quick. Stepping up against this break, what are we looking at, 6, 7? We got about 4 minutes, so we got to let D'Amica go. So I don't want to – I'm going to save something for D'Amica because I just like – well, no, I'm going to go on. Me and Holly can deal with this. The Preachers of L.A. is a television show that I think is one of the most ridiculous pieces of TV I've ever seen in my life.
They right? called it what?
Preachers. It's called The Preachers of L.A., okay. And I guess they're coming back for another season. It's a bunch of black preachers driving fancy cars, engaged in ridiculousness, and they think this is okay. So I want to play. Here's a clip for the upcoming season.
Season on Preachers. You want to catch up with Bishop to welcome him to the marriage club. You about to have a whole lot of undefiled sex.
Really?
I am so happy for Loretta.
Thank you.
And Bishop Jones.
You happy now?
I would have always been happy.
It's a lot dealing with a vet.
I'm surprised you invited her to the wedding.
This guy has about 15 or 20 gangster-looking guys. If I had known he was bringing these gangsters, I would have brought my posse with me.
Okay, stop it. Now, these are pastors of big churches. Mm-hmm. And they have a show kind of like The Housewife for fake-ass preachers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it is ridiculous. It's The Housewives for fake-ass teachers. Why would that? And you wonder why people don't go? Wonder why people don't want to go. D'Amica, why? Holly, why? You wonder why people don't want to go? They got a show. They sitting around talking about the wives want to fight. I want to fight the first lady from Tabernacle. No, bitch, I roll up on the first lady from St. Mark. Okay? St. Mildred. No, we can go right over there, get our first lady posse, okay, and go over there and fight the other first lady. This is nonsense. It's total nonsense. You Negroes should be ashamed of yourself.
I have two words.
Well.
I have two words. Impiety. And on the verge of blaspheming.
Brother Holly.
That's more than two words.
Holly.
I mean, yeah, two-ish.
Two-ish. Two-ish.
Two-ish.
Two-ish. To the ashy pastor.
Two-ish.
But this is horrible. And there are people who tune into this, right? You got Noel Jones. He's got a big church living in Beverly Hills, California. He's getting their money. And all these dudes, man, it's the gigantic scam curveball. I'm telling you right now, if I wasn't concerned about going to hell, I would have a church. I'm telling you right now, Holly. If I wasn't concerned about doing everything I could do to maneuver myself away from fire and brimstone, I'd have a church. I would have a big-ass congregation of idiots just bringing me blessings.
Oh, and I would just
tell
just
them what they want to hear.
Creflo Don.
Oh, cuff your dollar. No, for real, because that's what's happening. I said, Stedman at the door, so the white people feel white, comfortable. Be Stedman, be sitting there with his white hair.
Did you say white, comfortable?
Yeah, white, comfortable.
White, comfortable.
I said, Stedman at the door. Stedman will be at the door.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I have Stedman there. My associate pastor in charge of engagement will be Shannon Burke. Could you see Shannon as associate pastor?
Yes.
Shannon ride up on the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely see
Shannon
that.
Shannon ride up on the motorcycle.
Yeah, that's like the church over in our land over there.
So Shannon will be associate pastor. Okay? Yeah. We'll put LP will be in charge of the youth ministry.
Dusty Macchiato.
DustyYouthMinistries.com.
And we're going to have a tithing. We're going to have a tithing. So parents, make sure you give your money
Dusty
to your children.
DustyYouthMinistries.com. Head over to DustyYouthMinistries.com.
And you pay for lotion.
Okay. And Holly will be the assistant pastor. Okay, so on the podium every Sunday, you have me, Holly, and Shannon Burke, right? And we'll let Holly open and
so I do praise and worship.
You be you praise and worship.
Then I bring y'all in. I bring y'all up. Y'all come in the back of the church and everybody stand up because y'all coming in and. We start, I got you, man.
So me and Shannon be a tag team, right? Me and Shannon be tag team. When I run out of gas, I touch Shannon, and he run up to the microphone.
I feel that. And then here comes Shannon Burke.
Hey, listen, everybody. We go ahead to break. D'Amica Page, thank you. We will see you live in the studio on Wednesday.
Yes, we're going to get you right, D'Amica.
Holly, we should really – I want to continue this conversation because the Don Miller Ministries Incorporated LLC can probably do better than some of these other people.
Yeah.
Can you see that? Yeah. Don Miller Ministries, where the Lord is often visiting.
Creflo Don, here to cuff your dollar.
Hey, let's have the break. When we come back, you listen to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
T-I-T-H-E-S.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Little weight don't bother me.
Little
weight don't bother me. Girl, I like a little
cushion. All right.
Thank you so much, everybody.
I don't see nothing wrong.
A little weight don't bother me.
Cause you're coming with a whole lot of love, man.
What?
I tell her back that thing on up a little weight don't bother me.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show.
A little weight don't bother me.
I was just talking really in jest, but in reality, when you look at the mockery that is being made of the church and religion, it's just something that I keep coming back to that I just can't believe it's happening. And then you expect people to really, and D'Amica takes issue with this when I say this, to really go and engage when you just... You know, it's the same thing happening out here. Why I got to go in there?
Facts.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what I'm going there for? I got to get up and drive all the way over there. And the same thing happening, I'll never forget. Mr. Willie Daniels. Mr. Willie told me one time, they're like, Mr. Willie, why you don't go to church? You in the end of your life, the last of your years. Mr. Willie, he always had a cup or something with him. I don't know what was in that cup. And they was talking, Mr. Willie, we want you to, they're going to pick you up and take you to church. Mr. Willie said, I ain't going in there. Yeah, I've been living 80 some years. I ain't going down there. Well, I'm gonna go down there. Mm. He said, I stopped going to church because I want to go to heaven.
Oh Lord.
Wow.
So the point is, man, it's just everything going on. But me and Holly would have a great, great church.
Oh, we could turn it out, bro.
Holly in charge of the music ministry. Here's a song that Holly just
I'll start it off.
Let's go. The devil tried to block me, tried to stop me, but no. Trying to steal my blessing, but God said, oh, no.
I'ma send some angels to help my remnant. They're gonna see my goodness in the end time like never before. Devil, do you really think you can stop them? You can block them, devil. Do you really think you can stop them or block them, devil? Do you really think you can stop them or block them, devil? By the power of the blood, you are defeated.
Thank you so much.
Do I look like a fool? Get a fool, a fool. Oh, wow. I saw that video and it, God bless him.
It makes me want to go. Know,
people Stem reaching, people, but people reaching for, they reaching for the Lord, bro. They reaching for him. They just don't know. They just don't. They just don't know what to reach for. They like, I'm reaching for God, but they don't know. They don't know him. They don't know him.
You come over here to my church. You go find out.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Because that the Don Miller. Wait, what are we calling it again?
Don't worry about it. We ain't gonna give you the name. It's gonna be a nice place, and we gonna have good food. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna just bring back.
Good food is always important for a good church.
Yeah, I'm gonna just bring back the olden days when you could actually get a meal.
Like people bring a plate, bring food in. Yeah, you got a plate full of ham.
But I remember that one lady at church that nobody wanted to eat her food.
Yeah, everybody at the end of the night, some of the deaconesses and the ushers that went over there and cut slices off to throw it away so people still think they eating it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
you know Miss Beverly. You know Miss Beverly. She nasty.
She got them roaches, but them roaches now they be German. They just German. they them German. They not the big cockroaches. They the little German.
Ever since Beverly backslided, she just ain't been the same.
She ain't been the same. She keeps us some roaches. Keeps us some roaches. Yeah, but it was times. You know, I think about going to church and. The best time was like after church when you had that punch, you know, with what was the stuff in the frappe? Remember they call it frappe?
They used to pay 7-Up on some ice cream.
But they put it on sherbet. They put it on sherbet.
Yeah, 7-Up on the sherbet. You ever had that?
What? Man, best drink you ever had.
Pour some 7-Up on some sherbet.
Yeah, and don't get a big chunk of ice cream. Stedman looking
at me like, no, I never had that.
Yeah,
well. No, that's
you haven't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have. I can't remember where, though. It wasn't church.
It was somewhere black. Somewhere you went there was
it
black.
It must have been somewhere black, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere black.
Okay.
That but yeah, but we used to do that, boy. That lime sherbet with ginger ale or either 7-Up.
You making that up.
No, not at all. Anybody, I know somebody know what I'm talking about.
Hey, give us a call, 321-339-1055. If you have poured ginger ale,
frappe,
sherbet, and named
frappe.
Freely,
and named it and freely poured it. Like, yeah. It's like your ginger ale, then just
you're like, I know this is going to be good. Give me another can.
Well, it actually comes in the punch. That's when they used to use a punch bowl because nobody uses a punch bowl anymore. But they used to pour the punch. They put the ice cream in there, then they pour the shirt, pour the either ginger ale or 7-Up over the top.
Really?
Man, that is the most refreshing drink you ever want to have.
Yeah, I bet.
But you only got a cube amount of it. One cube. So I mean, just barely got any.
So you got a clear. You got a clear root beer float.
Yes, pretty much. It's a unique root beer float. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. I mean, it was ginger ale and like I said, ginger ale and sherbet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
Really? Don, you'd be stunned how good it is, bro.
So you take.
And don't get a big chunk of ice cream in there. Big chunk of sherbet.
So I'm going to get some sherbet, pour ginger ale over the sherbet. Let's go to the phone lines because I don't know about it. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
It's Karen from Orlando.
Hey, Karen from Orlando.
I just want to say that drink. The sherbet either with 7-Eleven or ginger ale, and it was a staple at parties in the 70s and
thank you.
The 80s.
Really?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was at a Coke party.
Hey, go ahead, Karen.
We actually have a house here in College Park
mm-hmm.
that does that for Halloween. Instead of giving out candy, that's what they serve. And kids... I have a 19-year-old, and she always wants to still go to that house to go get that drink.
Wow.
So have you made it at your place?
I think I made it one time a long time ago when my kids were little, but
okay. Yeah. And the name of it is what?
I have no idea.
It's called frappe. It's like actually a frappe.
Really? Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Karen, because I was thinking Holly was on the sliding scale just now.
Yeah, y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm the truth. Y'all understand. I can be the truth. Thank
okay, so I got a perfect name for that drink.
What is it?
Why?
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 Right?
Okay. Why?
Yeah, but it was delicious.
I guess, but why?
Yeah, but it was delicious. That all that mattered. We drink milk every day. Why?
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
It's the less melanated.
But let's do the frappe.
It's the less melanated root beer float.
Less melanated root beer float. Okay. So instead of using dark, they use light. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
As long as the frappe, as long as the root beer frappe didn't have chocolate ice cream, that would be terrible. Oh, my God.
You don't like a little swirl?
Okay. From what I know, somebody just sent me a message. It's called a holiday punch, okay? 7-Up Sprite or any fruit soda combined with sherbet. It's called a holiday punch. Okay, cool. Mm. And Holly, you say frappe.
Okay. Back in the old school days.
Okay, all right. Well,
that's what they used to call the frappe.
I'm gonna have to try that. You know?
Yeah, it's actually kind of refreshing when you get it, because it's usually not as cold as you need it to be, but then when you get to the ice cream part, you'd be like, it's good right here.
Okay, yeah, another one of our listeners said it is Orange Dream Punch. Again, thank you so much.
Now, the Orange Dream Punch, that's different.
Okay, what's
that's
that?
That's using orange, the vanilla and vanilla and orange ice cream pops.
Yeah, that's like a
yeah, sickle. A dream sickle, like dream sickle.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, wow. And then they pour it, and then they either use it with ginger ale or Sprite.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I learned something.
No, that one I've had, and it is delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's wider. Yeah, it's wider. Yeah.
Cracker punch.
On many occasions, I've had that one.
That's funny. I'll have one right now. Bartender.
Man, don't let Holly's bullying Stedman.
Don't ever say it. I would never bully anybody.
Holly makes me laugh.
What type of alcohol would you guys put in this? I'm speaking for a friend.
I've never put a little vodka. But come to think of it, but yeah, something clear like a vodka or rum. A rum punch, that sounds like a rum punch.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You put a little rum in there. You know what? I think we need to try this.
We're not talking about this.
But I think this is something
at the Catholic Church.
This is important information.
We need to try this. We need to probably try this on air and just try to just see what it tastes like.
Okay. I'm gonna bring the sherbet. And Holly, you bring the ginger ale.
And
I'll bring the rum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I drink sherbet. I eat sherbet. I can't eat ice cream like I would like to. It don't agree with me at all. Not even a little bit.
Okay.
And, so yeah, I would do sherbet.
Lactose intolerance.
You don't have to tell everybody.
Okay.
They said it don't agree with you. Come on, man. What? You know?
wait, this is the way he said it, like it hurt him for real. Like, oh man, yeah. You tell everybody.
I mean, there's easier ways of saying it.
You're telling me, man. But again, you know, it's just amazing where we are today. Man, I was just thinking about old school food, man. I had some crackling cornbread the other day.
What? Oh, wow.
Crackling cornbread. Of course, let me tell you something. Crackling cornbread, back in the day at the church potluck, we'd have crackling cornbread. It was cornbread with, like, pork rinds in it.
Right.
And Robbie, who has a restaurant that we go to a lot, Chef Liz, makes the best crackling cornbread. It is, like, you could...
What's the name of the restaurant?
You know, the Vineyard Lake Mary. I love crackling cornbread. I don't like a lot of pork products, but the crackling cornbread is so good, guys. Oh,
yeah. So their food is, they got a unique menu out there anyways, bro. Their food is, bro. I think you had me get a sausage or something, like a sandwich. Some sort of I think it was a sausage sandwich or something.
Yeah.
That was, oh my goodness, that thing. That hot dog, just a plain hot dog was outstanding. That's the vineyard, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm just talking about the vineyard. Yeah, I'm just talking about the vineyard.
But you know what, though? It's really interesting because I got to tell you, it's hard for me to eat certain stuff anymore. It just especially when you go over to Jonathan's, man. Jonathan made me some beef ribs the other day. I know we ran, but stay with us. I got a conversation coming up in about 5 seconds. Jonathan made me some beef ribs. Jonathan, man, what?
Boy.
Beef ribs. Shout out to Jonathan, damn beef ribs. And you know, then first Jonathan, he's a little weird, but we love him for who he is. He send you a picture of the cow, then he send you a picture of the ribs.
Oh no. These used to be his. These were his ribs.
Well, yeah, don't tell me the cow's name.
Yeah, that sounds like Jonathan, because he's that kind of delicious. He's a real guy.
This was Lulu. And I'm like, okay, he just sent me a picture of a cow. Why?
Yeah, then he showed you the babies. Yeah, these was his babies. Yeah. Oh God.
There's little Steve over there.
Yeah, you'd have just put him in the torture chamber. It they daddy and it's yeah.
These are the little orphans for you.
Yeah, but Jonathan is a good guy. But
ribs are so good.
What was that big piece of meat that I shouldn't say that like that, but
pause.
But that big steak,
tomahawk.
So anyway, speaking of my goodness,
I got something I want to get to. Of course, you know we talk. This is the Don Miller Show. It's a Monday.
That's how we do.
It's a Monday broadcast. Monday broadcasts are all over the place. But again, if the listeners ain't complaining, we don't care about nobody else.
Our friends. Mm-hmm.
So, Holly, there's a story about a lady who was mistakenly deposited over $1 million in her account.
Withdrawal. That day, same day, right then, so, all of it, take it all out.
So they deposited by mistake. Let's listen to this. I want to talk about this.
What would you do if you checked your bank account and suddenly found out you were a millionaire? That happened to a former Louisiana sheriff's dispatcher, and instead of notifying the bank, well, she quickly moved the cash into another account, used it to buy a home and an SUV. Kellen Spadoni, who you see here, was arrested for theft. And tonight is facing a lawsuit from Charles Schwab after she ignored several of their attempts, they say, to contact her and get the money back. Night court is now in session with civil rights attorney Robert Petillo.
Okay, thanks. Stop it.
How that's her fault? The Lord bless people all the time.
And in mysterious ways.
And in mysterious ways. I don't question the Lord.
But listen to this, right? So you wake up one day and you couldn't fall asleep last night because you know your account was short, right?
Yeah.
And you prayed all night long. You woke up in the middle of the night and you got on the side of the bed and you prayed. You prayed. You said, I don't know. I got enough gas to get.
I don't know.
I got enough gas just to get to the job. Father God, make sure that you could, if you could just bless me and send me a sign that I will be able to get back to the house from the job, right? And then I got these children, Father God. And I got these children and they hungry, Father God. And we don't have enough money to feed these children.
Feed
them. And I just want to go to sleep knowing that I believe. And I trust. And I know you will make a way.
I know you're going to make a way.
So you wake up the next morning, go straight to your bank account. And it's $1 million, right?
I like the Lord has come through again.
I ain't going to lie to you. I like the smile she got on that mugshot.
Oh, but listen, though. Listen to me. $1 million. Stedman, do you call the bank and say, hey, you guys made a mistake?
I don't want to, but I think I have to. Because they're going to find out. They're going to find out.
And you know what, Stedman? That is exactly why you don't have $1 million right now.
Damn.
Because they put the money in and you send it back.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that money. I'm going to go put it in a direct account. A quick account. An IRA, something that I can get me money that day. And I'm going to collect as much money as I can through that as long as I can. And when they come for it, I'm like, oh, my bad. You go y'all money back. But I keep the interest.
You talking about you going to flip that? Yeah.
I'm going to keep that interest. Yes, sir.
Sure. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to just go. I'm going to tell them straight up. I'm going to jail.
Say, where you headed? I'm going to jail, boss.
Would you do two for $1 million?
Would you do 2 years for a million?
Oh, I
$2 two years
for $1 million.
$1 million, yeah. I could work that out, to be truthful with you. Because, I could work
because
that
really
out.
She's not probably gonna get any real time. You can't send that lady to jail. You know?
Not at all.
Yeah, now what she did
for saying thank you, Lord. That's all she said was thank you, Lord. Look what the Lord done for me.
They provided the means.
But again, what I think the problem was when she went out and bought a house and an SUV. And
what would you do if you won $1 million? If you won $1 million.
That ain't winning. Now, that ain't winning.
Wait now. It depends on how you call it.
Okay.
Because in the Christian society, that would be a win.
Society.
Yeah.
That's a win. That's
that
a win.
That would be a win. That see, I pray. I went to, because could you imagine that when you
go testify?
When you go testify.
Yeah.
And you say, Lord, I thank you for giving me all the things I need. Let me see things when I couldn't see them, Lord. Mm-hmm. You praying. Yeah, you yeah, asking the Lord, right. And then he give it to you.
You're right.
Who are you to question the Lord?
Right.
I ain't questioning.
Think about this. I wouldn't go, if it just ended up in my account, I'll tell you what I would do. Watch this. I would go directly to that bank, to another bank, and get a loan. I would leverage that money.
That would make sense. Ooh. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got $1 million in your account. You got to be able to utilize that million somehow.
Yeah, but you got to be smart, though, because if you do that, you really going to have to make some things happen, because you're about to go to jail, too. So you got to figure. But I'm like this. But if I just collect the interest on it, how am I wrong for that? You can have the money back, but I owe you.
No, but again, they take everything. They take it all.
They take it
that's
all.
Wrong. Yeah, that's wrong.
That ain't your interest either.
So they,
that's wrong.
So they meant to put $82.56 in our account, $82.56, and then they popped in $1.2.
That's daily.
Oh no, that was for her account. That was what they meant to.
They
place.
Were just dropping off $82, but somebody pressed the wrong button.
Oh,
yeah. did the million button.
Did the person who pressed the wrong button get fired?
Now that's the person that y'all need to go check with.
Yeah, leave my account alone.
Yeah.
Y'all are messed up.
Huh? I'm mad at y'all for putting it in my account.
Exactly.
Y'all done made me have to go think some stuff I ain't have to think. I'm charging y'all.
If she would just grab 25, 30, 40,000, and I ran this by somebody the other day. If she would just grab like 40 G's, they probably wouldn't have prosecuted her. They probably would have said, hey, we're going to give you time to pay this back. I'm telling you. Right? Because because now they got to prosecute. Because she went out. I would have just grabbed 30, 40 G's real quick.
Yeah.
And then say, hey, look, my bad. Can I get on the payment plan?
Yeah, the payback plan.
Yeah.
pay them back. They gave it to me.
No, again, when you go out and buy a house in an SUV.
Yeah, that's
being
that's
too flashy.
Yeah. I just grab a quick.
But this is the thing I want to ask. The people that sold her the house and the SUV didn't say, hey, this money just wasn't there 2 days ago. Now it's there. We need to ask you a question.
They don't ask you any questions when it's cash.
Facts.
Yeah.
She bought that cash. She didn't get a mortgage. She didn't get a mortgage.
Oh, okay.
She didn't get a mortgage.
Oh, well, she did the right thing. No. How can they take the house from her? They can take the money from her, but you can't take the house.
She's going to lose the house, too. The house was purchased with funds that were not hers legally.
I got it out of my bank.
They done came and got the Escalade and the house.
Ooh, but I bet she had a good time for that couple of weeks. She had that thing, boy. She had a good time, boy.
Turn up.
She probably want to go to jail for a little while. Look, guys, I need some time off. I need to relax for a little while, y'all.
I just spent a boy.
I had a good time. Just give me 2 years and then I'll be back.
But really, I we are living in a society where honesty, again, I mean, what it used to be, you know, that lady probably was having some financial difficulties, and you can't tease a hungry dog with a steak. You know what I mean?
Hey.
And, you know, I know people. I just saw an article about a guy who found at an ATM in Texas, young Mexican guy, is walking down the street, sees a bag. The armored truck guy had left a bag with like $400,000.
Oh, that's his.
Right. No, wait. On the side of the road, Holly.
Hey, that's his.
Let's go.
and he turned it in. And he turned it in to the bank. And $480,000, I think. He turns the money into the bank, and they were really gracious. A local restaurant gave him a gift card, and the bank gave him $500. $480,000 on the side of the road. I'd have turned that $75,000 in immediately.
Yeah.
Well, that $70,000 would have been straight up out of that.
That $60,000 would have got right back to him.
What? When I bought that $45,000 back in there and put it on the counter, here go y'all money I found.
I'd be like, dang. Here go y'all $40,000 on the sidewalk.
Boy, somebody
it is all of it right here. Cash, everything right here. All $25,000.
But the dude, the dude, a nice young man, they gave him $500. A local restaurant gave him a steak dinner for him and his family. And he got a scholarship to a community college. Yeah, he could have bought that himself. You know what I mean?
What? And drove to school every day.
Amalgamated Community College. What the hell is tuition now? $13, $14 a month.
Amalgamated. Oh, wow.
Amalgamated.
I'm at Acme University. Me, Donald Duck.
Slingshots 101.
Yeah, we all go to school.
But the young kid was so excited. He said he wanted to be a police officer.
Oh, got him.
So nice of him, man.
Got him.
If I find money at the ATM, $3 or $300,000.
It was never at the ATM. It was in my pocket.
Hey, that's what the Lord told. The Lord told me to walk away with.
But I would like to think that I'm better than that, and I would do the same thing and go to the bank and turn the money in.
I would like to think that too,
Dwayne. I trust you.
I think I might just.
Let me tell y'all something.
I tell you, it'd be the longest night's sleep of life.
Let me tell you. Sleep? You ain't going to sleep that night. You ain't going to sleep. Not Don Miller.
You know, I'd be thinking all kind of like, I know a guy who found some money.
Yeah.
I think it might have been $182,000. I'll never forget this,
found
right?
Found
He found $182,000.
Okay.
He's dead now, but he, listen, no joke. He found $182,000. And then he found out, like 3 days later, that it was the dope man's money.
Oh,
Holly, seriously, Stedman, for real.
I get that money back. That's money I get back.
And he was, because they was like, man, so-and-so, somebody, something happened, and dude, and he was like, I was young, I was probably early 20s, and he was on 10 nervous, right?
As he should be.
And he had only told like 3 or 4 people.
Oh, he opened his mouth.
And he didn't tell me, he told a friend of ours. Okay, we're going to go to break. I want to tell this story because this was, oh man, I got to tell you a story. I was involved in trying to save this dude's life. You listen to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Every time I call his name. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. Them songs were so easy to remember.
Every time I call his name.
The songs were just easy to remember.
What was she saying? What was she
every
saying?
Time I call his name, it make the devil
every time
mad.
I call his name.
They used to make up.
Who are you going to call?
Jesus.
What did you say?
Jesus. I ain't going to call Jesus. Gold. I'm calling Jesus. Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Coming up, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the Shannon Burke Show. Shannon, Easy, and the lovely and very talented Heather will be
Heather.
Here from 2 to 6 on Florida Man Radio. And I'm telling you, check them out. Look, Shannon has been very gracious to me my whole, well, the last several many years of my radio career. We were together at another station where I learned a lot from Shannon Burke. He is one of the mainstays in talk radio in America. I'm just glad to have him back.
In America.
I'm glad to have him back here in Florida. He was up in Atlanta. And I'm just glad to have him back here in Florida again.
Yeah. And, yeah, hey, can we get some applause, Stedman?
Stedman, yeah, he's going to applause. He's going to be all right. And,
Shannon knows.
Shannon knows, for real. And after Shannon is Jesse Kelly, which is a very interesting. If you're chilling, listening to radio tonight, you want to kind of just listen to some good talk radio, you can tune in to Jesse Kelly right here on Florida Man Radio. And in the morning, you all know, Bubba the Love Sponge, all of us right here, local, strong, just consistent, great radio on Florida Man Radio. And again, thanks for letting us come. So I'm going to tell a story real quick of a buddy of mine who found years ago, and I was young, $182,000, and he and another guy that I knew, they counted the money up. I wasn't there, but they came to me. I'll never forget this, Holly, because everybody, you know, was like, Don don't know what to do. No, Don don't know what to do. And so they didn't bring the money. They just came, hey, man, what you doing? Meet us at the playground. So I went up to the playground. I was like, I'm still in my early 20s because we hooped on Saturdays. And they told me they found his money. I was like, man, hey, man, I don't know what to tell y'all. Then he finds out whose money it is. And then they all like, oh, man, do you take it back? Because my concern was y'all take it back. He might do something to y'all anyway.
Yeah.
So right now, you've got $182,000. You damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Time to move.
Exactly. Up out that neighborhood.
But somehow, somebody suggested they call the police on him.
they don't like their life.
No, they called the police on him. And the police got him, and then he went away.
See, that would depend on where I found it, you know. Where I found the money. If I was in Chicago, I could always leave Chicago and move to Florida, just be away from Chicago forever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have no problem with that because I don't have no relatives up there or nothing like that. But if I'm here in Orlando and Florida and I find it, then I got to figure out a way to do something with that money.
But the problem is, and I gave the guy one suggestion. I was like, man, I don't want nothing to do with that. And he's like, no, we know you don't even. I said, this is what I would tell you. Whatever you decide to do, stay low-key.
Yeah.
Holly.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Holly, let me tell you what he did.
No.
Yeah, man. He went and started bawling.
Oh, gosh.
Like, Stedman, he was bawling. He went and bought clothes, and he was just bawling, right? And this is a dude who had no money, right? He was poor. We all were pretty poor. And he just started bawling. And so... in his midst of bawling, somebody noticed that this is the dude who, like, he was like, you know what I mean? Just like the family that just ain't got nothing. Besides my family, who didn't have much, they was three steps below us, so you can imagine, right?
Yeah.
And he just went out, bought a car. Yeah, a dude went and bought a car. You know,
not a hoopty, at least a hoopty.
No, he bought a car, like a nice car. I'll never forget, he bought a Buick, a Cutlass Sierra.
Ooh, that was hot back in the day.
Remember the Cutlass Sierra?
Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah, we used to have one.
He bought a green Cutlass Sierra. It was like that green. And he went and bought clothes, and he was like, man, everybody's like, man.
So he didn't just have a blowhorn and just say, hey, no. I got your money.
No. And so he bought a car. The other dude that was with him, he hooked him up, but he wasn't balling. He just kind of chilled. I don't know how much he gave him. And one day they found him dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just found him dead, man. And I think it had something to do with that.
Yeah.
I believe.
Just a little bit.
But, dude, he was Holly. I'm talking about the next time I saw this dude, man. That's when Versace shirts. Remember them Versace shirts?
Yeah. We both had some.
No, I had a fake Versace.
Mine was Versace. Yours was Versace.
Yeah. No, Holly, you actually had a real one.
Yeah, I had a real one.
Holly had a real Versace shirt.
Yeah, mine was called Near Versace.
Yeah.
Holly, you styling like that?
The crazy part is I still have the shirt. Have not worn it in probably 25 years. But we'll not throw it away because it costs too much money.
Holly had a real Versace shirt, and he wore it one day. And, you know, we was funny. I'd be like, let me see the tag. And he showed me. It said Versace, man. My shirt said, what did my shirt say, Holly?
I can't remember, but it was Versace. It was close.
No, it said not Versace.
Not Versace.
It was a reasonable facsimile.
But again... back then, this dude went crazy and started bawling, and somehow he just didn't make it. He didn't make it.
But you know what? Did he have a good time up until that?
Yeah, but because there are people saying he got robbed, and you know, which he could have got robbed.
Yeah,
but I would have left. I just took the money and went somewhere and
Man,
that was a lot of money back then.
You'd have been like, I haven't seen Holly in years. I don't know what happened to
him. That was a lot of money back then.
That's relocating money.
No Facebook. No, none of that. No, none of that.
That's a lot of money back then.
Well, I'm up in New York.
Because you could buy a whole ass car back then I guarantee you a Cutlass Sierra back in 86.
Yeah, when you're talking
85.
About Cutlass.
What was the 85 Cutlass?
Yeah, you're talking about 35. You're talking about 45, 50, you know, maybe 5,000 for a full-fledged Cutlass. I mean, with everything on it, rims and all.
No, Holly, it's more than that.
No, I don't think so. Because no. You got to think this was like 80. This was like
85, 86. Yeah.
Okay, well, 85, 86, it might have been 7,000.
Really?
Yeah, man. Remember, cars used to be reasonably priced.
Yeah, because
way back in the day, and then all of a sudden they just went to
10 grand, right?
10,700 for
a whole brand new car.
Yeah.
So he bought a nice green one, and he started buying them clothes. And yeah, it didn't end good. Well, we hope he did.
Yeah,
but like Holly said, he had a good time.
He had a good time for the moment.
And you know he had the chicks at that point, right? He had all the girls. And this dude, I know he didn't have no girlfriend before he found that money, because he used to smell like urine, right? All our life growing up, he smelled like urine. You ain't never have a friend like that.
But now he smelled like pee. Everybody knew somebody that smelled like pee.
But now he got that good cologne though. Now,
Oh wow, now he smell like good cologne and pee.
Yeah, but again, for real, this dude, he was the guy most likely for people to say that he found some money. You know what I mean? Because you know. Because he had Holly, this dude, man, he had a light skinned girlfriend all of a sudden. You know, light skinned girls.
You gotta have some money out of the lady.
Yeah, you gotta have some money to have with them light skins, right? But yeah, he showed up, man. It was cold, man. He was like, hey Don, what you need? I'm like, no, I'm good, dog. I don't want none of that, man.
Yeah.
You know, I was like,
shoot, really, that conversation, you should have been like, let me go and get some of that money. Yeah, you should have been like, let me go and get some of that, because you ain't gonna mess it up anyway. So let me help you with it.
Nah, but Holly,
y'all don't understand, I was scared. I was scary.
You made the right move.
Absolutely scary, man. I ain't even gonna fool y'all.
I'm talking trash, but I done the same thing, Don.
Yeah, I was scared, man. That dude, I'm like, no, man. I don't want no trouble.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't snitch on him.
Y'all can check my record, okay? I'm telling you right now, y'all can check my record.
Anything I ever did file, I did it by myself.
I was frightened.
So when nobody turned me in but me.
Or they start asking that dude questions like, who else you gave that money to? Mm-hmm. Nah, man, come up.
Exactly. Yeah, he'll give you up in a second.
Yeah, facts.
No, man, I'm telling you, I he was like, man, let me get
Don Miller got some of this money.
Yeah, no, in real
go
life.
Go find him.
Yeah, real life, man. He was like, man, let me get you something, man. I was like, no, man. And that's when I liked that Stetson cologne. I was like, should have told him, hey, man, you can buy me some Stetson.
Oh, not the Stetson.
You remember Stetson?
Yeah, I remember Stetson.
Dude, I remember the bottle. The bottle was...
Yeah, because it had the rope. It had the rope on it. It was kind of gold looking. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that Stetson was... That was when you was a black cowboy.
Yeah, that's right before Stetson was that cologne right before Aramis. Remember Aramis?
Yeah, Aramis. Yeah. See, you remember all that Pierre Cardin, all that cologne.
See, this is why I like to talk to y'all, because I'm learning. I'm over here writing down all this.
No. Let me tell you what was the lick. Gray flannel.
Gray flannel was all right.
Yeah.
Stay away from Polo. Yeah. Don't get locked into that.
Oh man, I love.
But my favorite, and I don't know how we just go random like that. My favorite was Musk, and I wish I could find some of that now. Man.
It was Musk. It was something Musk. It wasn't Elon. No, but it was something Musk.
Something brown. I can't remember what.
It was brown, and it was.
Spend money if I could get a bottle of Musk for Men. It was absolutely amazing. And I'm telling you, it was good for me at that time in my life, man. Musk.
Yeah.
I'll never forget a square bottle.
Remember, cologne used to have a reasonable price too.
Yeah. You can get $20.
$25, $30. You got enough cologne to last you for the year.
But I think Musk fell off when the word came out, like it was now you're musky if you stink and everything like that. So,
that didn't help.
That might have messed it up.
What happened?
You're so young.
From my generation.
If I could find me some Musk for Men, if y'all know where I can get some from, please let me know, because I'm telling you, boy, I've
Marshalls.
Never,
No, they don't.
Yeah.
You probably can't find it. Musk for men. Get your real musky.
Yeah, Musk. Yeah, Ross. Yeah.
But I can tell you, man.
See, now, guys, I wear that speed stick.
Musk?
Oh, wow.
No, it's a speed stick.
Just what speed stick?
That's it.
That's
Hey, man. Yeah, hey, I'm my sure pits have never smelled better.
I'm sure you're charming the hell out of the women now.
That's it. That's
he ain't
it.
Got a charm, but one woman. She had that.
Exactly. That's why I'm on that speed stick.
That's why I'm saying he's good with his musk.
But did you know what's interesting, though? Again, when you look back, you know, we are all sitting here talking today here because of decisions we made or did not make, right?
Yes.
And I can tell you that I just was one of those people, man, Holly, you know, man, me and Holly used to be places and we look at each other and be like, time to go.
Yep. Yeah.
Get up on out of here.
Sometimes don't even have to say nothing. Just look at each other.
Oh, we did.
And go.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'll meet you at the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's go. Let's get up out of here.
No, we going to meet together at the car. No,
because
you know why? Because I just think you got to be able to kind of read the room. And I'm glad I found that out early on after seeing some of the things. Because when that dude found that money, I had two friends. If he'd have told him, they'd have robbed him.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
there were people that we knew that he was like, man, I was a goofball. So yeah. He's like, I'm going to tell Donnie know about money. No, I don't. I'm broke. You know what I mean? But I don't want nothing to do with that money. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Can you imagine they bring the police dog to smell the money? Everybody go to jail because you know the money smell like cocaine. You know, I'm like, no, we good. But again, he passed away. Suddenly they found him behind his mama's house. And he was dressed when they found him. I'm like, he was casket sharp when they found him. Like,
but Don didn't get his clothes. They were supposed to get them shoes at least.
But Don, doesn't that go to the idea that if you are flashy, you make yourself a target? No matter if he got the money from no matter where, everybody out here wanted to, like, with all these extra chains and stuff like that. But then you look at the big.
Well,
guys.
It depends on where you go when you're a target. Because if you go to places where you're normal or where everybody looks the same as you do,
right,
then nobody pays any attention. Yeah, but when you go back to the hood and you got on Versace and everything, now you're drawing attention to yourself.
Yeah, like them hungry dogs out there don't want to eat.
Right. Hey, listen, everybody, again, thank you so much. Thanks to all our callers and listeners in the Panhandle at 103.1 Florida Man Radio. Thank you for people called us from Crestview. I love Crestview. Thank you so much for just joining in the conversation today. Our friends in Citrus County, Orlando, Ocala, and all of the places that you tune in to Florida Man Radio. Coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time again, the Shannon Burke Show, followed by Jesse Kelly. And in the morning, Bubba the Love Sponge. Thank you, D'Amica Page, for joining us today. Holly Holloman, thank you, my friend.
Always, always.
The Ashy Pastor. Thank you, Ashy Pastor.
Man.
Thank you. And I have
my
fun.
Man.
Yeah, so feel free to always drop us.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Opening statements, 40% more, our other border, and a message to go home. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, today are the opening statements in Donald Trump's New York City criminal trial. The judge is still the same judge who donated money to Joe Biden's campaign in 2020, and who donated money to a group called Stop Republicans. That's still true. Just want to report on that. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records, which is usually a misdemeanor. But if it's done in the furtherance of another crime, then it could be bumped up to a felony. The other crime is not disclosing the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, which some say, because it benefited his presidential campaign in 2016, is a campaign finance violation. Trump has denied the affair. Michael Cohen was Trump's former personal lawyer who said Trump told him to pay the money. Karen McDougal is another name you're going to hear. She's another Playboy playmate who says Trump gave her $150,000 in hush money. Trump denies that as well. David Pecker is another name. He's the former publisher of the National Enquirer who was a part of what they call a catch and kill story. It's when you pay someone money for an exclusive and then you don't print the story. While all this is going on, if you went grocery shopping in 2019 and had $100 worth of groceries in your cart, Today, those same groceries would cost you $140, 40% increase. Eggs are up 63%, sugar up 38%, sandwich bread up 34%, cereal up 29%. You know you've been to the grocery store. Frozen berries up 43%. Will people care more about hush money payments or grocery store payments? Speaking of distraction, all this focus has been on the southern border, and that makes sense, of course. But don't forget about our other border with Canada. The head of the sector in Vermont said the number of illegals arrested in the first 6 months of this year is double what they had all of last year. 1,109 apprehensions just in March from 40 different countries. The top three nationalities, 408 from India, 323 from Bangladesh, and 170 from Mexico. There have been so many and such angry pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas protests at Ivy League schools, particularly Columbia in New York City. A rabbi connected to Columbia University recommended that Jewish students return home as soon as possible and remain home. The rabbi said Columbia University's public safety and the NYPD cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
The Shannon Burke Show.
Guy wants to go rob a store, tries it three times. First time he goes in, makes it look like he may have a gun. The clerk, dude, get out of here. You don't have a gun. Comes again, tries the same thing. 3:05 a.m., he comes back to the store for a third time. This time, a 5-foot snake wrapped around his neck. Said, give me the damn money. I'm a snake will get you.
He's going, hiss, hiss.
The Shannon Burke Show. Weekdays at 2 p.m. East, 1 Central on Florida Man Radio.